You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right.
Everybody,
I was just listening to the latest episode of Ragnarok, and I forgot that I wasn't on Skype with you guys still, so I started talking to it.
I did that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I did that like another Eclipse Phase game from earlier on.
Oh yeah, I was listening to
all
right, car.
So all the damage and stress, and that stays.
Talking. Stress stays. Your physical damage goes.
Okay.
Because your body's new.
Damage goes, wounds goes, but stress stays.
Yeah, stress and trauma
no,
stay.
Wounds go, right?
Yeah.
Wounds I'm go, sorry, wounds go, stress stays. I don't have any traumas.
I have trauma.
I have trauma.
I have a lot of stress. I have a shit ton of
yeah,
five.
Yeah, we'll, all right, so are we recording?
Yeah, now we are.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Fuck.
All right, cool. So we'll start just in time.
Ugh.
All right.
This cough sucks. Up,
hey, everyone. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Hey.
We are playing Eclipse Phase.
No.
I guess this is still technically Godfire Epilogue, we'll call it, before we move on to the next arc. When we last left off, our heroes...
weren't very heroic.
No, they were very heroic. Quite heroic. Just unlucky. And they accidentally set off the nuclear device that the Prometheus Syndicate was trying to blow up, and separated Tether from the cable for the space elevator.
We were very helpful to the wrong side.
Yes.
We did their work.
last game when your characters accidentally did the thing they were trying to prevent.
Yeah. So you guys accidentally caused the asteroid Tether and the space elevator cable to separate, sending the cable spinning around the planet, causing untold millions and billions of dollars of credits of damage. And also possibly destroying the Martian ecosystem if they can't get Tether under control before it crashes into the planet.
Meh.
Did we survive?
No.
No. That was the one thing we didn't.
Yes.
There was a reason that the last game was called Ground Zero.
You are all...
That game was called FUBAR.
You are all restored from backup. Into simul space, where you were rather chastised by Proxy Man in Black, who was then interrupted by Proxy Steel, who informed you all that you needed to get to him because he found it. Oh, Meyer's here. I will come let you in.
Oh.
We're interrupted by Proxy Meyer.
Proxy Meyer.
If Meyer's a proxy, I want out of Firewall.
Oh, hi, guys, this is Proxy World.
Oh, God.
We
wow.
Just got started.
Cookie?
Cookie.
So if you want, you still have one free body courtesy of Firewall.
Yeah, or you can
just re-save it to your Ruster Morph and save that body for later.
I'll take my sexy body back.
All right, so
I also don't have any dice.
You have one free body.
All right, so you're going to re-save into your Self Morph, Mark?
Ryan, you can just take the ones that are already on the table here.
No.
No.
Shut up.
Ed's Skyping him.
Oh, God.
All right,
oh,
so...
God. I hit James' shoes.
Ed
God.
Now lives far away.
Here is your free self-morph, courtesy of Firewall.
Oh, thank you.
Again.
Not again.
I got my body back.
This far away, again.
Oh, Ed does, right. I thought you meant Meyer. So, anyway, last time you guys got vaporized.
Yep.
Not
Except
you, Will.
For Will.
Uh-huh. Except for Will.
I was watching weapons.
We'll get to you in a second, Will.
We got vapor rub instead.
No.
Nice. I don't have a cough anymore.
Can I get
Vapo Rub as well as Vaporize?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
What is Vapo Rub for?
Isn't it for like sore? Like
it's an ointment. You're rubbing.
Oh, it's like Icy Hot or Bengay.
No, it's Vicks. It's for your chest.
Oh, okay.
You inhale the vapors and it.
Okay. I know what it is.
Chris, listen to me. I was right.
So, okay. You rub it on your sprained ankle. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
And it helps you breathe better.
Oh, and you put it in your eyes. Don't forget to do that.
Can you masturbate with it?
Yep.
I'm sure you could. Oh, wow, that'd be an experience.
The same effects of Robitussin.
Putting gold bond powder in your hands.
Broccoli.
Well, I just wasted a good roll.
All right, so you are all reinstantiated into Simulspace.
Yeah.
You were chastised by your bosses.
Shame.
And then it all went dark for a second. When you rematerialize, you are in a very nicely decorated waiting room.
Not Will.
Not Will. We'll get to Will in a second.
The flower?
You're all in a very... No, it's not the conference room.
Can it have a flower anyway?
It does. It has many flowers.
Ooh.
It is a waiting room, and there is a pretty woman sitting behind a desk. Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah. I'm afraid I have a little bad news. With everything that's been going on lately due to the terrorist attack, I don't think we can resleeve you in Olympus. The resleeving facility has been filled to capacity, and there just aren't any bodies left there.
So, where are we?
Well, right now you're in our symbol space waiting room. We're going to get you sleeved into Elysium just as soon as we can. It's one of the safer cities outside the path of the cable as it comes down. We want to make sure that our customers get the best care. Unfortunately, there is a waiting period right now. It's probably going to be about a week before we can get you into some new skin.
What if we already had our own body?
Unfortunately, it's going to be about a week before we can get you into some new skin.
Pain in the fucking ass.
You have a feeling that she's not a full person.
What are you doing here? And I point to Will.
Will's not here.
Yeah, Will's not there.
Where's Will?
So please make yourselves comfortable. We have many amenities here. And just as soon as we can, we'll get you resleeved. Or if you'd like, we could turn off the symbol space simulation and you can just pass the time as if nothing happened. Or you could pass no time. You could chill in symbol space for a week and get some stress points.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was about to say.
All right. So have your muses roll psychology.
Oh Jesus.
Psychotherapy.
A moose.
I think. Oh no, they're all psychotherapy, right?
Yeah.
Yes, all your muses have psychotherapy.
Oh, I actually have a chance with him. Okay.
So roll your muses.
33 out of 60.
Did you get 35, Ed?
55.
Oh, I was going to say, that's the same roll as me, but it's not.
All right.
35.
I got 33 out of 60.
I got 55
out of 60.
Man, why everyone's rolling doubles.
The same thing?
I don't know. I rolled first, though. I can't be held responsible for copycats.
No, I failed. All
right, you failed, Meyer?
Yeah.
All right, so you just don't... Success. It's no reverse effects. You don't get any... so you all rolled doubles,
no.
Crits, so...
I didn't. No, Chris
35.
Oh, 35.
I got 55.
All right, and James, you got 33
right.
out of 55. All right, so you can all get 10 points of stress back.
Nice!
Wow, I only had 3.
That erases my 5.
Yeah.
You can get 3 back.
Where is it?
Oh, your stress points?
It doesn't look like I had any.
Okay.
So, if I didn't have...
Meyer, you can get
you had to have had some, because we all blew up.
Yeah, I
guess. No, I mean, if you...
Oh, yeah, but he could have... Yeah, he's a cold bastard. He could have been fine.
You can get rid of one stress point, Mark.
I'll just put it at -3, then.
I have stress on credit.
I probably should have had some, so we'll just say I had 3.
There you go. All right. So we'll get back to you guys
in a
second.
To keep my stress balanced.
Hi.
You
are in Olympus, in the Hotel Marlin. You weren't feeling too well, so you stayed behind to watch everyone's stuff. All of a sudden, the sky goes white. You could see out the window that it gets bright. It's like there's a second sun for a second.
Tatooine.
You kind of press your head to the glass, and it hurts your eyes to look at it. But you see where the space elevator is, all the way up in the sky, there's a bright burst.
Like how when you told Will it was bright, he started to squint. Yeah.
That's
He's
not
a method
good.
Actor, our Will.
That's
Wilson.
Not good.
Will, a few seconds later, you start getting breaking news feeds that terrorists have detonated a nuclear device at Tether and destroyed the space elevator, and that the cable is going to start spiraling down towards the planet.
That's not good.
Yeah. Early simulations show that the cable, though, is going to be coming down on the opposite side of the city from you. So you're not going to be evacuated, but they are starting evacuations of Olympus. Luckily, there's plenty of room for people to go.
but most of the city is abandoned?
Yes. Right.
They are evacuating half the city, though, in the direction that the cable's coming down, because they don't know exactly where it's going to land. It's not going to wipe out the whole city, but it is a few hundred feet wide, so it could take out, like, a full block when it comes crashing down. as the hours go on, people start calling this the worst thing to happen since the fall. The hundreds of people, if not thousands, were killed in the blast on Tether. Yes. Not all of them are going to be able to be resleeved. A lot of them were indentures who were working, and their contracts are going to probably just be restarted if they get resleeved at all. It ruined the Martian infrastructure. It was one of the main way to get goods on and off the planet.
Yes.
Olympus Infrastructure Authority blasted in the media and online and the forums for allowing this supposedly impossible thing to happen. Their stock starts to plummet. People are calling for the dissolution of the OIA. The Planetary Consortium really has egg on its face with this one. Boiling, hot, scalding
eggs. That's the best kind
of egg. I lay eggs.
From my head down to my legs?
You're a male bird, Ed. You don't lay eggs.
I come with eggs.
The pigs made the dodo go extinct by eating their eggs.
That just killed the moment.
You color eggs? That's entirely different.
All right.
I love coloring eggs.
It's pretty bad
now
on Mars. a few hours later, the Martian government initiates a planet-wide lockdown. No shuttles are allowed in or out of the planet.
Oh my!
So we can't evacuate.
Yeah. Well, you can't get off the planet.
Right.
You can move around on the planet. And there's a manhunt going on for anyone who is involved. A day later, the Knights of John Carter claim responsibility for the attack.
Okay. Well, that's always good. That's good to know we were on the right track
with
that one.
Got that tattoo.
Yeah. That's
on my other
body.
Got blown up.
That's right. That body's history.
That's on my other body.
Oh, the one that blew up.
Yeah.
That's right.
No. The one that's stored in the body bank.
Yeah. Mm. It was me, Chris, and Derek. We flew in under the radar.
Right.
So there's no evidence that we were ever there.
Right.
And you guys set off the Dazzler so that nobody saw you leave.
Well, here's the thing. While you guys are waiting around in symbol space, you do get messages from reporters asking if you want to give a comment because they know you are on Tether. Mm. The thing is, everyone's mesh IDs were logged.
Well, sure. Okay.
They don't know you were outside and caused the explosion, but they know you are among the people who are on the asteroid. So they don't have video footage showing you guys going outside. They don't know that you were the ones who were outside the asteroid.
Especially
because you caused a huge commotion.
Right.
They don't know that we've done it. They just know that we would.
Your mesh IDs would have been logged as you came into range. But, again, you would have just shown up as being on the asteroid.
Okay.
It would ping, basically.
Exactly. So when they go back and look at the public logs to see who was there when the explosion happened, your names would be there.
I don't know what happened.
You don't have to talk to them.
No, I can give them a comment. I don't know what happened.
That's what most people are saying.
I was just minding my own business. Next thing you know, I'm in symbol space. What the hell?
Will, you get a call from Firewall.
I may have been there.
Very urgent.
I don't have memory of it being there.
From Proxy Black.
That's
your answer.
Yes, I do.
All right, so you go to the symbol space. He's sitting at a table. There's a man, or what you assume to be a man, in a steel morph sitting next to him. A steel morph is like a high-end robotic morph. It's a synth morph tries to look human. A steel morph doesn't. It tries to look like a robot, actually. Yes, there's a picture.
Doing that.
I think my official comment would be, I don't know what happened, but I just want to know what the guy
looks like. Shaq.
That's a steel Shaq.
That's my official.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's familiar to me. I don't know what
my official comment is probably just picture
just
of my middle finger.
All right.
Doc Celex goes into an entire story about how traumatic the entire event was.
Okay. Do you actually want to become one of the people who talks out about this, Ed?
I was just fertilizing some eggs in the closet, and the next thing
I would say, what's the government going to do? What's the government going to do to help Mars?
That's fine. So, Will, they are both sitting there looking very unpleased. Mm-hmm. It's about a day after
Gavin
the
explosion. Shit stirrer.
I'm not happy.
Hey, wait a minute. What if we didn't die?
Alex.
Yes.
My character has a lot of skills in writing.
Okay.
Could I possibly
shooting, stabbing, and writing.
Can I possibly
write
maybe
you need
like
to write a memoir of your experiences?
Yeah, maybe make some kind of forum post, or you know, post something on my blog that you know. I mean, obviously, I'm just one person, one commenter. I'm not going to negate any damage that this has done to the PC's reputation, but mm-hmm. you know, just to. I guess sort of lambast the Martian rebels for their treachery and you know.
Sure. I mean, if you just want to do that, you don't have to roll for it. But if you want to try to make it really good,
I want to try to make it.
All really right. Yeah. Good. So roll your writing skill.
That's 7 out of 60.
Okay. So you it's decent. It's better than most of the OMG, I can't believe this thing. Your spelling and grammar are correct. Which is a lot, considering.
You are not going to believe this.
Yeah.
I died.
Yes. You
dear penthouse. I never thought this would happen to me.
So, Will, you're sitting at the table. Mr. Saxuti, do you think you could explain to us what happened? Says Proxy Black.
Question. Before I said,
okay.
Was I given updates on the mission while they were on the mission?
Nope, they were out of range.
Yeah, out of range.
I can't quite say, sir.
And why were you not with your team?
I had a boo-boo.
I stubbed my toe. I couldn't go.
I was eating chips.
With my mouth open and everything.
Honestly, sir, I was feeling very nauseous, and I think my morph was sick.
My tummy hurts,
I think my morph was sick.
Well, it's...
I wasn't in at the time.
I needed a tums. I couldn't go travel in outer space when I needed tums.
They told me to sit here and watch the stuff, so I sat there and watched the stuff.
So I did.
I came back.
I just followed the rules.
They told me to watch all the, like, stay behind and guard our things.
I see.
Better not have let anything happen to the healing pod I stole.
And also, just in case anything goes wrong, I can, you know, at least I can report something.
And what are you going to report?
I thought they were going to update me, but they didn't update me quite well.
So, in other words, you can't report anything.
Retcon, is there anything he can report?
I don't think we said anything.
All right, I'm just checking.
No.
Okay.
No,
yeah. I saw this really bright light. I think they fucked up.
All right.
Mr. Saxuti, we will be in touch when your team resleeves, and we will show you how to get to their location. Until then, stay where you are.
Can you resleeve us
any
in
trouble.
The healing vat that we have?
No problem, sir.
They res out.
We?
You're
Damien.
Damien.
No, you need a body in the healing vat.
Okay,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I stay in the
somehow get
space
our sleeves.
For a while.
You just sit in a room?
Yeah.
why don't you pack
okay.
up our stuff?
You,
and, you know,
yeah.
Because I
fake,
have a while to
you
do that.
You sit in a fake room for a while.
It doesn't panic, though. Panic means riots. People might break into our broken building and steal.
Well, no, you're in the hotel room with their stuff. Their legit hotel room.
I mean, our
like, that's not where
my stuff, like our vat.
No, that's your
vat.
Well, you can't
is.
Take the healing vat anyway.
Damn it!
Yes, we can.
Why not? You need to have a ship.
They have flesh pockets. I mean, stick it.
Yeah.
I have every intention of keeping that healing pod.
Guard our stuff.
So I stay there a couple minutes in the night and guard their
stuff. Okay, so you go to their stuff. It's fine. It's an abandoned building. No one's really gonna worry.
There might be psychos
about. I'll guard their stuff.
All right, so...
I meditate.
Can I start stirring some shit with people and start saying like you know what's the government yep. gonna, you know trying to
you want to make the opposite essay that Ryan made.
Yes I do.
All right, so give me an expression check. Wait, that's not a thing.
expressions.
Okay,
I make a face.
But,
this is a smiley. This is a frowny.
You could do persuasion, Meyer.
This is it's a tongue out.
Can I roll that emoticons?
Yes.
Is it an emoticon that looks like this?
I got 39 out of 90.
And you find
okay.
me...
Okay, yeah, you make a better post than Ryan about how this is entirely the government's... Are you doing the Planetary Consortium or the OIA?
What's the difference?
Well, the OIA is like the charge of the city of Olympus. The Planetary Consortium is in charge of the entire inner system, more or less.
I'm going to deal with the whole entire system.
Wow.
Okay, that's a tougher argument to make. but you start going on about how this is all the PC's fault, and how security should have been tighter, especially on Mars after the fall. You know, this could have been the Titans, for all we know, trying to get back at us. You know, this could be the start of a second invasion. And you go off about it.
That's a good way to start panic.
That's right.
Oh, it's nothing that hasn't been said already.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting on the news feeds and talking about how...
doomsayers all over the place.
The Titans are coming back. Some are saying it was an isolated incident. There are some people who are coming to the defense of the OIA and the PC saying it was an accident.
No.
Or that it wasn't, you know, it was unpreventable.
Oh, just so brought on, I thought it was on, you know.
Can I use my pilot aircraft still to compose a nice skywriting rebuttal?
No.
Okay.
All right, so about after a week of chilling out in Simul Space, the pretty receptionist reses back in and tells you, good news, everyone. We have bodies to sleeve you all into.
I punch her in the
Fantastic.
Dick.
I always had a body.
So, if so, just give us a few moments and we'll get you,
you
into
ain't
your skin.
Got nobody but
so, you guys get re-sleeved. Everyone give me an integration check.
Oh, yes.
Som times three.
Som.
Oh, boy.
Where's my som? I'll find it.
It's up the top.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I did not...
Woo! 42 out of 60.
6 out of 45.
I got 17 out of 30.
Chris?
Failure.
Failure. Ryan?
73 out of 100.
You are immense.
Okay, so Ryan, Ed and
yeah,
Chris, you have minus 10 to everything.
Yay!
All your physical actions for the day.
Hey, he's not smelly anymore again.
That's right, I smell clean.
Yeah.
My first physical action is going to go find someone to complain at.
Okay. Are you actually there's people waiting for you as you know go slip back into your bodies, attendants to make sure that you're adjusting okay.
Oh, I hate that.
Hey, yes, I had this body sitting around since way before this happened. What the fuck's your problem? Why couldn't you just load me into it?
I'm sorry, sir.
I had to sit around for a week. What was the point of having the body beforehand?
Our re-sleeving facilities have been filled to capacity. We've
Your re-sleeving facilities could have been emptied faster if you'd gotten rid of the body I left there.
Sir, we were trying to get people into their new bodies as soon as possible.
Mm. Yeah,
find
you were...
your items waiting for you.
You're very happy to sell them. Okay, he walked away.
Grumble, 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 oink, oink, oink. Grumble, grumble.
Oh, shit. Grumble.
All right, so you guys re-sleeve in the city of Elysium. If Olympus was Space Detroit, Elysium is Space Vegas. With, like, Hollywood.
We were here before. Well, we were. I wasn't here before.
I went on vacation.
Yeah.
Yes, most of you were here before.
Yes, Zoe was here before, but I...
This is Chris's hometown.
It's my hometown?
Yeah,
Space Vegas.
It's not quite legal, but it's there.
Space. You can get yourself a pod morph.
Yeah. This is, like, the glitzy and glamorous city.
Uh-huh.
It does have an underbelly, like every city, but it is much nicer than Olympus. It's a much higher class city. People in nice biomorphs are walking in the streets. A lot of them have, you know, pets. Some of them have creepers, which
are
like
pets.
Little robot things that crawl all over them.
Yeah, good.
Is this actually like Vegas?
If I start a riot,
no, I mean
protection.
It's not. It's like I said, it's glitzy and glamorous.
But also, it's like Hollywood.
Yeah, it's Space Hollywood.
Okay, Space LA
with gambling.
It is. I mean, it is a lot.
Is there gambling?
This is sort of. I mean, yeah, you could definitely find gambling.
Yes.
No. Elysium is outside the possible
planet
path of the cable. That's one of the reasons they started receiving
they
people
don't
here.
Care about the poor.
Yeah, that too.
There are, however, liberal media elites who are making very heartfelt statements.
Oh yeah, there are people out on the street. Like Elysium is. There's atmosphere here. So people are walking around, the people aren't in back suits.
Nice.
So there are people on the streets making passionate pleas about what they have to do, you know, to save Mars.
To the space.
What would be the best way to start a riot?
Is Space Nancy Grace irresponsibly accusing people of being caused?
Yeah, she's been doing that since the explosion happened.
Okay.
All right.
That was a good joke you made, Ed.
Yeah.
Space Dr. Phil.
So you guys are still stuck on Mars though, because
Alex
with no I did.
Should we introduce ourselves? I don't think we did.
Yes. So
I
now that you have embodied, why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing? So we'll start with Will.
Oh.
Because you're right there. Introduce yourself to the lovely people.
Little Willie W.
Oh, they're on.
Oh. Would you just say who you are?
I don't know.
Just so when people hear your voice, they know who you are.
Oh, my God.
And Will's head inflated three sizes that day.
There's a ghost.
Ghost
Dr. Carroll.
So, Will, who are you playing?
I am playing Amir Sartawi.
But it was alien.
That's how you say it, right?
Sure.
I don't even know how
to say it. Or alien.
It's your character name, however you want to say
it. It's like a two-E, it's like a Italiano. I'm in a bouncer morph.
No penis.
As everybody calls me, the group nice guy.
Yep.
And I did not die last time.
Because you didn't play last game.
That's right.
Yes, you're the only survivor.
Yes. Usually I'm the one who dies.
Which is when we hurt. Succeed.
Right.
Will's the friendly guy.
Ryan? All
right.
Wait. Ed's next. He's on microphone. Ed's Skyping in. Hi, Ed.
Oh, yeah, the microphone's right in there.
That's right.
There's a microphone?
So who are you, Ed?
Wait, we're recording this?
Doug Skylax is a... He kind of looks like a Tengu warrior from the Power Rangers movie, except the size of a child.
Yeah, he's about 3 feet tall.
Yeah. And a little more put together. Like, hair is coiffed. Well, probably not now, because he just sleeves.
He also, for the millionth time, does not have hair.
Well, his head feathers.
You say that every time you introduce your character.
Would it be a head crest?
Yes.
That's why everyone likes him so damn much.
You
want us to take another crack at it?
I want you to take another crack at it.
All right,
I'm Ryan, and I'm playing Lucas Guerra. I'm on Fury Morph number 3. This one has dark hair. This one has long hair, pulled back in a ponytail. Once again, piercings and nanotats, because that's how Lucas rolls. And I'm going to say that this one has a scar above one of its eyes.
Edgy.
Actually, it probably wouldn't have a scar. They would drop it in a healing vat.
Right.
Well, I requested one with a scar.
When he comes out, he just takes a knife and just digs it into his face.
Scar me!
Hey, I requested one with a scar. We're sorry. Don't worry about it.
I got this covered.
Wait a second. Our morph won't look the same as when we...
Okay.
If you're getting the one from Firewall, it will.
Okay, good.
It's like a clone of your other body. If you're buying a new one, it can have all the same stats, but it won't look exactly the same.
I'm good.
I just bought a freaking ruster and it blew up.
Yeah, so
but
James...
now I'm back in my old body. Now I'm an attractive female again. I'm James. I'm playing Elise Menezes. She's a... She's a splicer morph. Long hair, kind of dreadlocky. Tattoos. Millions of piercings.
Yeah. Millions?
Millions.
Millions.
Millions of piercings.
You just piercings for me. Yeah, he's too happy to walk. He just kind of...
Because it's slithers? Not all dreadlocks.
Oh, okay.
Meyer?
I'm Meyer. And I'm playing Gavin Gladwell. And I'm in a sylph morph, which is a sexy morph.
Sexy man morph.
Sexy
right?
man morph. Oh, wow.
Captain Jack Harkness.
So I'm probably like 6 foot, blonde hair, blue eye, Aryan beauty.
Alright. Chris?
Alright. I'm Damien Armello. Nope, Armello. And I guess I've got a new body. So it's still short, because he always requests short ones. Like,
well, if it's one you had pre made, it could just be a clone of the one you had.
No, it was a clone of the one I had. So it was short, but it's not yet fat, and also clean shaven still, so...
He could have requested it to be fat.
Yeah, but he doesn't request fat ones, they just get fat when he uses them.
Yeah, you can't really do it, because they don't really feed it food, they just have it hooked up to like a tube. So it wouldn't be getting enough nutrients to make it fat.
Well, besides, the fatness isn't a preference, it's just laziness on Damien's part. So he looks better than he has since the last time he was resleeved.
So I think Eric should have been in a morph, and we'll just keep killing him, and then he'll be smelly.
And
skinny. And
Derek here, returning yet again in everyone's favorite simian cowboy gambler, Dalton.
Second favorite simian cowboy gambler.
No, I mean, compared to Doc Skylax, no one has any favorites. But so we're hoping that
you got to stop being so bitter about that.
No, I will not.
Well, you know what, Derek? As a consolation prize, we're going to start with you.
Oh.
See,
Wasn't there a comic like a six-gun gorilla or something?
For this game, maybe. What I decided to do is we're going to give all of you personal quests.
Nice.
We're going to do a little character building stuff while we wait for the injunction on Mars to be lifted. Right. So, Derek.
Yes.
It actually kind of makes sense to start with you.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Who has a G-rep of 40 or more?
Not me.
I do.
I do.
What's your G-rep?
I'm 35.
Iced tea over there with
let's
the green cap.
Who has 30 or more?
I do.
All right. Everyone who... No, you don't have to roll it. Okay. Everyone who has 30 or more G-rep gets a message from the Night Cartel saying that Dalton is wanted and they're offering a bounty for him.
I'm wanted three times over now? That's fantastic.
$100,000. 100,000 credits.
Thank you, Will.
See, here's the problem. Because of everything that happened in Olympus and everything that happened in that Night Cartel base... If Grey Zhu had caught you, it would have stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
But because there was such a debacle, her higher-ups wanted to know what happened.
Right.
And when they found out you were here, they decided they wanted you. So now, instead of just a city-wide search for you, it's planet-wide.
Oh, Jesus.
So people all over Mars are going to be looking for Dalton the Ape.
That's good.
Bring it.
It's not like you stand out at all or anything.
Give me an idea check, Derek.
Bring
which
it.
Which is either intelligence times three or cog times three.
Was that in a range of little accent?
Either, whichever you want. Intelligence times three or cog times three.
All right. Okay.
I just got this.
That is a 55 out of 60.
Okay.
I'm going to not use my cog, which would have been much lower.
Right. Oh, you can all have your moxie back, by the way.
Hooray.
All right. So you realize there's a few options you have. One is running away and getting the hell off Mars.
Yes.
Which isn't viable right now.
No.
Two is hiding and hoping that no one finds out where you are.
Right.
Three is trying to kill everyone in the Night Cartel who could possibly look for you.
Nice.
Which also probably isn't the best option, because there's a lot more of them.
There's a lot in Night Cartel. Oh, I'm well aware. I keep pissing them off, so I know.
The fourth option.
Plus, if you kill them, don't they just come back angrier?
Yes.
Yes.
The fourth option.
I didn't even kill Grey Zhu the first time. You guys did.
No, the
Nanoswarm. That's right, Nanoswarm killed Grey Zhu.
Grey Zhu doesn't personally have anything against
her. No. She's just part of a link in the chain.
Well, I bet she does now. Well,
yes, now
she does. Nanoswarm, I think Will killed it.
No, it was an accident. The thing got shot.
Yeah, it got...
Technically the Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus cracked it open and then...
Yeah. It was in the crossfire.
I saved everybody.
Yes, you did.
Except you. You died.
I saved myself.
Well, that's because I crit failed.
No, nobly. Anyway, the fourth option you come up with, Dalton,
yes,
is that if you could find someone that the Night Cartel wants more than you and put a spotlight on that person, they'll be looking for them instead of you.
Mm. So basically raise somebody else's profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now... Give me a G-rep. You can networking criminals. Or
low. I made no guarantees.
Yeah. Well, give me a networking criminal.
That's fine. Yeah, no, 20. Oh, wait, no, that's not right. That's a 92.
Okay. You could probably also go with firewall. Did I
help him?
My highest networking is autonomous. That's my highest networking.
I'll help.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. Oh, I did get a 6 on my firewall.
Okay, so you both put out some feelers, mainly Meyer, because you're trying to stay under the radar. Meyer, you find out that there's a guy that the Night Cartel really wants.
Okay.
His name is Johnny Rogers.
Sounds like a real asshole.
Yeah.
I don't like that guy.
Rumor has it that he might be in Elysium. The bounty on him is like 200,000 credits. So if you could find Johnny Rogers, Derek, and get him on the radar,
mm-hmm,
that would take the heat off of you.
Okay.
Alright, God bless.
I told Dalton.
Johnny Rogers, kid of the Dawned, Hyper Kitty.
Ryan.
Yes.
You're walking around in your new body for about an hour, and you get an email from your boss asking you to beta yourself over to to your meeting point because they have work for you.
Okay.
Alright, so you send a beta over. Your boss is Mrs. Washington.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. you send a beta of yourself to her. She meets you in her symbol space office. If you thought that the symbol space meeting room that they gave you for Firewall was bland, this is even worse. Picture beige walls, a hard metal table like the kind you'd find in a police interrogation room, and two chairs.
Well, we are a security firm, so
just you,
no, there are no windows.
Me, your balls, and this drawer.
Yeah. there's no drawers. It's just a table.
It's a hammer in this instance.
Yes. There are no windows, no doors. The room is big enough to fit you guys on the table, pretty much.
Do the chairs have arms rests?
No. Mr. Guerrera.
Ma'am?
We haven't heard from you in a while.
Ma'am?
Been busy.
With what, may I ask?
I've been dead.
I keep getting died.
Repeated
well,
death.
Well, most recently I was on Tether when... Went Nova, so just recently re-sleeved into Elysium.
That's unfortunate. But you're in Elysium. That's good. We'd like to put you back to work. I understand you are somewhat of a free agent, but we feel you've been a little too free lately. We have work for you in Elysium. One of our scientists, Dr. Esteban Martinez, has gone missing. Our sources say he is in Elysium.
What did it say?
Made a Clue reference.
Oh.
The same time that Dr. Martinez went missing, the plans for a new prototype weapon that he was developing went missing as well. Our sources say that he is going to try to sell it to Gorgon Defense Systems. Gorgon, we cannot... What?
Into the kind of cheese.
No, Gorgon as in Medusa. That cannot be allowed to happen, Mr. Guerrera.
So it's cheese that turns you into stone?
Yes.
Okay.
The cheese that turns you into stone.
We need you to find Dr. Martinez, stop the sale from going down, and recover the plans that he stole. And then bring him back to us as well.
Then are alive?
We just
You're coming with me.
Fair enough.
Also, make sure that you dispose of the men that Gorgon sent. We want to send a message to them as well. Then report back here when you're done.
Certainly.
I don't want...
As I said, you must make sure that this meeting does not happen.
I don't want...
Good luck. She sends your beta back to you, and you get the memory of that wonderful fuzzy meeting.
All right.
My head must have enjoyed myself the most.
Okay. Ed!
Yes!
No!
You get a message as well.
Put down the weapon. No.
From who?
Well, it's no one that you know, actually. The man is just calling himself Joe. He's trying to be anonymous right now.
Joe.
He said he put out some feelers on the mesh, and people had recommended you. He needs help with a medical problem.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
And he doesn't want to say too much over an unsecure mesh channel, but he has an address he'd like you to meet him at.
He's got crabs.
All
right. It burns when
Are you going to go there?
I am going to procure a weapon first.
Okay. You're still on a Martian city, so you have to give me a criminal networking check to find where you can procure a weapon.
All right. Double locks.
Okay. What do you want to get?
Whatever I had last time. I had a pulse...
Laser, pulser, and,
I don't have any guns anymore.
You had a... Didn't you had a, fuck, what was
it? You have your sheet, Ed. What did it say on it?
I only gave the first page.
No, they're all three... All three files should be there.
Oh, you sent them to me in three separate files.
Yeah, because it scanned them that way.
So we don't have our
you
weapons.
You mean four files.
You could, if you have...
The
you
first
spend
two
the money,
pages is Ryan's ass and the last page, right?
That's right. My ass is in there, too. Got to send my ass.
Where are my gear?
You forgot? How did you forget to
send
your ass?
All your implants are there. You have to spend money to get the rest of your gear back.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, you can get back whatever weapons you had.
I spent my money, so I'll just get it all back. All
right, so you get your weapons and then go to the address?
Yes.
All right, it's a small building. It actually looks like a house. You knock on the door, and a kind of nervous-looking guy answers. Are you Doc Skelox?
Yes.
I'm Joe. Come on in.
He's a joke.
Yes. What can I do for you, Joe?
He closes the door behind you and locks it. He has, like, two deadbolts, which most people don't even use anymore.
This doesn't seem good.
He puts in the electronic lock. Here, it's on my kitchen table.
My
he puts a chain.
He leads you. He leads you to the kitchen.
Picks up
and on the table
power.
Is a little glass tube with a thing inside of it.
And what exactly is this?
I was hoping you could tell me. I work for Pathfinder, and I managed to sneak that back from one of my missions. I wanted to sell it on the black market. I figured people will always go gape shit over alien shit, right? Found that little bugger on a planet. Hoping you could tell me what it is.
Yes, where did you get it?
It was this planet. Ah, oh, fuck, what do we call it? X-79-B, I think. I think it's dead. Ed, you pick up the tube.
Right.
Inside is something that kind of looks like a spider.
Okay.
It's about the size of a half dollar, so like an inch and a half.
Like a blue thing.
But it has 10 legs and a little tail.
Legs.
Yes. And its legs are curled in like a dead spider, and it's all black and purple lines, all like waving it all over its carapace.
I don't like it.
Do I recognize it?
You know, no fucking way.
It sounds delicious.
All right.
It's growing on the other part of my toe.
Meyer.
Yeah.
You get a call.
And that spider jumps on your face.
You're not there.
Gangs are going after that terrible spider. Okay.
It's not really a spider. It's the
animal. I don't like it either way.
Well, you're not there. It's just Ed.
I know.
It's not a spider. It's a death parasite.
Gavin doesn't know
don't
about
worry.
It, but I know.
All right. So Meyer.
Death parasite.
You get a call from someone you actually
like
know.
All right.
His name is Abebe Gebusa.
He's my buddy.
He is.
Yeah. You used to. You worked together. You pulled a few jobs on Luna.
Baby.
A baby.
He's African.
Yeah, let's just say it's probably
Gavin!
A fancy name.
What's up, a baby?
What are you doing here, you little shit?
being a little shit.
I was doing some cons, and then I was doing some cons on Tether, and
was
then
that racist?
Well, I was doing some cons on Tether, but then you know.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Not very good.
Nope.
Come to my house. I have business to discuss with you.
All right.
He sends you his address.
Right. I'll shop the baby.
All right. You go to Abebe's house.
Wherever
he has a very nice place.
Abebe's house.
He has guards standing at the gate. You know, they know you're coming.
Place?
They let you in.
What?
His butler
house?
Leads you to his room.
Where baby?
He's in the study, which is this big room. He has a bookshelf, actual bookshelves with actual books.
Actual books.
Yes.
That's why I like a baby.
Leather-bound first edition.
Yes.
That's it.
The early aughts.
Shut up, Ed. Or I'll unplug your microphone.
Paper is dead.
Okay.
Try to talk to a baby here, Ed. Shut up.
Gavin!
Oh, baby. I'll give him a hug.
Oh, he gives you a hug. Good to see you again, my
friend. Make him kiss.
So what's the job you need me to do?
Well, first I wanted to tell you. I know you're looking for a certain doctor. Word has it that he scammed you. Doesn't happen too often.
No, that's the doctor I found.
I know you're looking for this man. So I got him for you.
Got him here?
Yes, he's in my basement.
Oh.
Abebe isn't really a nice guy.
That's a cup of diamonds, baby.
It's nice to you when you do nice things for him.
Yeah. Yes. He is a criminal. You know, he's a drug dealer.
Here is his arm.
He's in my basement. He doesn't mean he's playing foosball in my basement.
Did you just get the 9 packages I sent?
I've got quite the reference room down there. I have ski ball. I have air hockey.
Where is pinball tip?
He's in the man cave.
And my friend, I am willing to give him to you. But I do need you to do something for me.
Absolutely.
I was looking on the network, and I saw you owe a pretty big favor. So if you do this for me, that's wiped clean, and you get your scrawny doctor.
Okay.
As you know, it's hard for me to talk about this sometimes, but you know, I am the big fish around here. Mm-hmm. Well, someone is trying to cut into my turf, and I can't be having that. And I bribed the local cops, and normally I would just take care of this myself, but with everything that happened on the asteroid, there's a whole bunch of increase. I'm going to stop the accent. Cause
oh, come on, it's a good one. I like it, do it. Ah, the accent!
He sounds like some weird European combination.
Do it!
It's the future, maybe that's how they...
Do the accent again! Do it!
Oh, I heard Russian in there.
Yeah.
Seriously, do it. It's good.
We'll just say he's from Omniland.
Right.
Right, he's from
Omniland. Just be thankful it's not my Jamaican accent.
Oh, I know.
Jamaica.
Okay.
Wow, don't ever do that again.
Someone is cutting into my turf. So what I need from you, like I said, normally I would take care of it. But
he's broader, bigger. Yay!
Normally I would take care of it. I have the police in my pocket.
Up to your voice.
It went British and like,
I'm fine!
Unfortunately, with everything that happened on the asteroid, security is pretty tight right now. And if I go and try to take this woman out, they're going to know it's me.
It's
and they're going to have no choice but to come down on me with all the strength they've got. So, what I need you to do, or what I would like you to do, is to make sure that this woman can't set up shop. I need you to talk her out of all her money and resources.
He's not as jovial this way.
Yeah.
I like him bigger!
I need you to make sure.
He seems as skeevy as he actually is when he uses the Alex voice, but the accent, he seems like he's good, even though he's
right.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What I need you to do is make sure that she has no money to carry out her operation, but no blood. Nobody dies. No, because if anyone from her gang dies, it's going to be my head.
That's not really my style, anyway.
I know.
The bleeding?
That's why I called you, friend.
I think Alex should talk like this from now on.
I love a baby, Alex. He's I never want to play foosball in his
All right. This woman's name. I decided to go back to the accent. Whatever it is.
Yes.
The woman's name. Carmen Luvara.
All right.
My boys tell me that she tends to spend a lot of time at this bar down in the nice part of town. They call it the tree. I don't know why. Not my style. But I need you to find her. And like I said, make sure she can't set up shop.
Colombian Russian.
But no blood. Can you do that, my friend?
Right.
I think I can manage.
I knew you could. Claps you on the shoulders. Now, come on. Let's have a drink.
All
right. I thought you would never ask.
He leads you off to his bar. All right.
You can marry her and then just spend all her money.
Ooh. Colombian and Russian combined.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
I like it.
You might find yourself in my basement.
I think all the right. way a baby plays foosball is he finds five people he doesn't like and skewers them. Actually makes a life-size thing.
All right, Chris.
Hi.
You also get a message.
Sure do.
This one is anonymous.
Uh-oh.
No!
It says, I know who you really are.
Yeah.
Why don't you meet me in the park in 3 hours, or I'll tell everyone about you. Oink.
Okay. Oh.
It's an alpha he made
so
himself
first
years ago
first.
And forgot about it.
I need to find out where this came from.
Okay. Give me an info second, minus 40.
Minus 40.
Negative 40.
Wow.
Oink, 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 oink.
You just send back.
97, no.
Alright, so yeah, you can't trace it.
Oink, you send oink. Back. I'm okay. No cop.
I guess I'm gonna go get my two guard dogs and go to the park.
Okay.
What's your dog's name?
Oh, speaking of
they don't
dogs,
have names.
My dog's died.
Every dog needs a name.
One and two, left and right.
All right, so Chris, he gave
Bam
you...
Bam and Pow.
He told
Bam
you...
Bam and Pow. Bam and Pow.
Bang
Snarl
Pow.
And Growl, I'll call them.
Snarl and Growl, all right. So you leash Snarl and Growl and head out to the park.
No, I don't.
Okay. No, okay.
I take Snarl and Growl and head
all
out
right,
to the
you
park.
You take Snarl and Growl and head out to the park. he tells you what bench specifically that you should be waiting at.
All right.
The one with the pretty flowers.
Do you go to the bench?
Yeah, one dog's going to go behind me, off a ways, and one dog's going to go in front of me, off a ways.
Okay. So you're sitting on the bench. You get a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Do you answer?
Yes.
All right, you little pig shit. I see you. Do you know who I am?
Not yet.
My name's Luc Dubois. Sound Dubois. Familiar?
Does it?
I
have that idiotic memory.
You do have an eidetic memory.
Idiotic. Idiotic?
Eidetic.
Idiotic.
Yeah,
one of those many words.
Idiotic. Even with that, remembering is giving cog times
idiotic.
3.
Banana fly, cog times 3?
Yeah.
48, yeah, I remembered.
No, you don't.
Oh.
this, you...
One of those idiotic memories.
You have no idea who this guy is.
Hmm.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't remember. Scum like you never does.
Well...
I thought I was scum.
You made an illegal fork of me and sold it into slavery, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's not helping.
I know it's not.
You and a couple of thousand others.
Look, if I sold the fork of him at one point, I probably have a copy of him somewhere.
Okay, but... you forked me and then sold into slavery, but I managed to escape.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
Fork me. Well, who did I sell you to? I'll give them a friendly call and let them know where you are.
No, that's not what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. I know what you are, you little pig-faced little shit. And I'm going to expose you to everyone and ruin all your rep and make sure you can't do business unless you help me get my life back.
And why would anyone believe anything you have to say?
Because I have proof, ass-face.
Well, why don't you show it to me?
I'm not that fucking stupid.
Because you don't have it.
Right. Here's what's going to happen. The real me is walking around this city right now. I want my life back. But I've been disconnected so long that I can't fucking reintegrate. So I need you to kill me so I can take my place.
No.
Alright. Well, then I guess I'm just going to have to fucking ruin you.
Will you?
Chris, he sends you some documents
mm-hmm.
that pretty equivocally show that Damian Armello was an uplifted neo-porcine who decided to sleeve himself into a human more for some reason.
Alright. And how do I know, once I help you, you're not just going to make things worse for me?
I guess you'll just have to trust me.
Hey, Chris, can you ask Alex if he has any sugar bombs?
Do you have any sugar bombs?
No. And he hangs up the call.
Well, technically, you would have something on him then, too, because you would know that he was taking his own life over.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Plus, I'm just going to take his cortical stack again.
I figured you would. Will, it's been about a week since the explosion on Tether, and you get a message from Firewall. They don't call you to the symbol space, but they tell you that they purchased a train ticket for you to get to Elysium, because that's where your team is resleeving.
Okay.
So pack up your things and go there.
Alright. Pack up our things,
well,
too.
Their things are already packed up.
Right.
Is the vat coming with you, though?
So...
We'll bring the vat.
I am bringing the vat.
It's in the cargo car.
Yeah.
The story of Amir on a train.
One Amir.
So, do you go to the train station?
Yep.
All right. You don't have a physical ticket, but you
one
have, like, a code. They scan it.
Does it have a golden ticket?
No, there's no ticket, I just said.
From Bio.
Welcome, sir. Shock. Let me show you to your seats.
No,
thank you.
They escort you. You're sitting at the back of the car.
I don't know.
It's a very nice, it's sort of like a, you know, Amtrak coach. You know.
Okay.
If the train breaks down, we'll just walk to your gig.
There's probably about 30 people on the train.
Okay.
You know, after 10 minutes after you get on, it goes.
Okay.
Maglev train. It's about a 5-hour ride from Olympus to Elysium.
Are there snakes on the train?
No.
Okay. That's important to know.
Yeah, that's planes that happens.
Oh, right, right.
No, it happened on the train, too.
No, there are no Daleks on the train either.
No.
About 2 hours into the ride, though.
Every time Daleks. It's happened on a train, it happened five times on
what?
A plane.
Is
there a
raggedy doctor? There's no raggedy doctor.
There's only one movie.
About 2 hours into the ride.
Two movies about the train.
There's a loud screeching noise as the door at the front of the car is ripped off. And dust starts flying. Some dust starts coming in. And then five armed men with masks pulled over their face walk in.
I don't get to be at the train robbery. A lot of people. I'm not at the train robbery.
Well, right. Will didn't die.
Is it five men with guns or is it just a bunch of five armed men?
It's five men with guns.
Right.
Okay.
Is it one?
No, there's no one with five arms. Uh-oh. We're from Nine Lives and we're here to steal all of you. And we'll press Y again.
You're gonna just give up, Will?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
I'm just picturing them all dead.
Finally!
You also get a message.
Uh-oh.
You get a message from some Barsoomians. Not Knights of John Carter Barsoomians.
Okay.
They need your help with something. With your robotic and technical skill and hacking skills. They think you'd really be able to help them out.
Okay.
They also give you an address.
Yay.
All right, do you go?
Sure, why not? Oh, crap. Can I get my shit, like, web weapons and stuff before I go?
Did you spend money? Yeah, so give me a G-rep roll.
I have no G-rep.
You should have, not networking criminals, I'm sorry.
So, like, G-rep. Meow, meow, meow. No dice.
Alright, so you don't know where you can pick up. Well, you can get shot gloves.
Oh, my thing had shot gloves.
So you can't get the torch. Okay. But you have your shot gloves.
Okay, that'll do. Okay.
So you go, it looked kind of like a warehouse building. And you knock on the door, there's a slit that opens, they see you, close it, open it. Yeah, come on in. Are you Elise Menendez?
I give him the thumbs up and a smile.
All right,
like a mental.
over here, they lead you. He leads you through a few rooms in this warehouse. More towards the back, there's a few guys and women standing around. Most of them in Ruster morphs.
Do I see like what's in the rooms? Like anything?
Most of it's empty, and the ones that aren't have like boxes that you can't tell what's in them. this is what we needed your help with, and there's something in the room with a sheet on it. The guy walks over and pulls the sheet off, and...
Do I go like this, like my hand over my face because it's so awesome, or do I just kind of stare at it and like, what the fuck is that?
It's kind of more like, what the fuck is that?
Okay.
It looks like a robot, maybe a synth morph. You've never seen anything like this before.
Smells like a robot, tastes like a robot.
Like, we managed to steal this from Exotech.
Oh, God.
And we stole the AGI that they were going to sleeve into it. We were hoping that maybe you could help us hack the system and get the thing in there to help us fight back against the PC.
What am I getting out of this?
Well, we can pay you and definitely give you some rep.
It's not bad. It sounds like a challenge. She cracks her knuckles.
Okay. So you all have your missions. So everyone roll one die and we'll see who goes first. Whoever gets highest.
30.
I got a 3.
10. One die.
Yeah. Mine goes by 10.
James, roll one for Meyer.
No, I failed.
No, it's just to see who goes first.
I don't care.
Just it's not me. I rolled a 3.
7.
All right. So, Will, you go first.
So I want to see this one.
Oh, what did you roll?
We don't care, Ed.
Microphones go last.
What did you roll, Ed? Ed doesn't go. All right. Will, you go first.
And we're recording again. Hooray.
Okay, sorry about that little hiccup, folks. Ed got disconnected from Skype and it fucked everything up.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Damn it, Ed.
So if you have any problems, be sure to address them to Ed. But so, Will, you're going first.
But is there an email address you can give for
info
Ed's?
info@ragnardrock.com if you'd like to tell Ed what a horrible person he is.
And we'll forward it to his actual email.
You guys don't have like a Ryan at Ragnardrock?
No,
that costs more money.
Oh.
All right, so Will, you're first. So, retconning, three guys burst into the train, armed. They go, "We're from Nine Lives, and we're going to steal all you." people start screaming and panicking because they know who Nine Lives is.
Right.
For those of you listening at home who don't know who Nine Lives is, it's a gang of people who deal in ego trafficking. So they are the organized crime version of Chris's character.
Hooray.
And my character hates these people.
That's fine. Okay. You know, they probably figure that with all the security in the cities and all the people trying to find out who blew up the bomb, no one's watching the train right now.
With the bomb.
So, Will, you're at the back.
With the bomb.
So they are at the front of the car, and people are screaming, and they're starting to pull out gear to make illegal forks of people.
Okay. I stand up.
One of them points a gun at you. You better sit the fuck down, man!
Listen. This is not gonna.
No, this is gonna be funny.
Well, you wake up in Elysium.
You had the element of surprise and you just ruined it. Congratulations.
Well, alright, so what are you gonna do? Well, you stand up.
Now he's got the element of
I'm bad. Sorry, I'm gonna sit back down. I'm sorry.
Actually, I was gonna do that. Alright, I'll sit back down. Sorry.
Okay, so you sit down.
Stands up.
Just one thing.
What the fuck, man?
You guys really don't have to do this, you know? Like, this... Like, it's not right. You know that, right?
They start laughing.
I'm laughing.
They ignore you and just start laughing.
Well, if Daniel was laughing. One of the hijackers, that's the point where he would have shot you in the brain.
They're not the brightest guys.
That's why it's a good thing you didn't send me.
Yeah. Also, they need his brain. They want it because they want it.
Guys, I suggest you get off this train.
Shut the fuck up, man, or I'll put a bullet in your face.
Plenty of other people on the train.
Oh my gosh.
This is going good.
All right.
Stacks as good as a morph.
So what are you gonna do?
I'll wait till he turns around.
They're not. They're going to be looking.
You're at the let's say this table is the train car. You're back here. They're up there, but they pull out their thing, and they don't pull out their thing.
Phrasing.
Yeah. They pull out their ego stealing device.
They got to do it on someone
and jam it into someone's neck, and they go and it. Then you see, like, a little light goes off on the thing, and they pull out the prongs from their neck.
Oh, God, Will.
Wait a second. You'll wait till they turn around, Will? What were you expecting them to do?
All right, we shut that guy up. Let's all look at the wall.
At that point, I shoot him.
With you have your gun with you?
Oh, of course I do.
Do you have a skin pocket?
Thought I did.
No, you don't have a penis.
Thought I did have a skin pocket. Let me see.
He starts digging around his crotch. Where's my skin pocket?
Where's my skin pocket? All right, I'll sit down, but...
Maybe I don't.
Wait, do you see what's in my skin pocket? Oh, fuck.
Well, I have two... I'm fast. So...
Will,
you're on a train. Why would they give you... Like?
Yeah, you wouldn't have been able to sneak your gun onto the train if you don't have a skin pocket.
Okay, so I'm gonna...
Unless you want... Do you have any palming?
Palming. I have some.
If you want to try to have snuck it on, I'll let you roll palming, but if you get caught, they're going to confiscate your weapon.
Okay.
How big are your guns, Will?
I have a...
It's the gun show.
A medium and heavy pistol.
Oh.
And plus my sword. But my sword is in the...
yeah.
And my heavy pistol's also in the...
You ain't palming a sword.
No.
Palm a sword. Ow! Skip!
Oh, come on. You walk around the arm like this.
I mean, honestly, you could... They might not stop you from bringing a sword because it's just kind of weird and eclectic.
Oh, man.
Like, no one carries swords anymore.
Oh,
there is, like, no use for swords.
Hmm.
So if you can give me a good persuasion roll and tell the person why you have this sword, they can let you bring it on.
What is that thing that guy's got? It's like a giant
Otherwise,
knife.
I'll make you check it in your luggage.
Yeah, I'm not very good at persuading. That's the thing.
That's right.
If you try to sneak a gun on and they catch you, they're going to take it. If you try to bring because you can't hide a sword. So if you could try to convince them you can have it, they'll let you bring it on. If you don't, they're just going to make you put it in your luggage.
The worst they can do is they bring it back.
You're not going to lose it. They're just going to make you put it in your luggage.
Okay. I'll give me a retcon back.
Yeah.
Persuade them to have my sword. Where's my persuade?
Under P.
No. Persuasion 30.
You know what I was going to say to him? It's under P.
Nope, 48.
Okay. You could spend a point of moxie to reroll if you want.
Sure. I'll use my moxie right now. So.
You got all your moxie back, so you're full up.
Yeah, so. No.
What was that?
Critically failed.
Okay.
Wow.
Sir, I'm
sorry. Well, no, I didn't critically fail. 66, really.
That's a critical failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry. I cannot allow you to bring that on the train. You're going to have to put that in your luggage.
Okay, it goes away.
All right. So now are you going to try to sneak your pistol on as well?
It's going well so far.
No.
Okay.
Well, while distracting them with the sword business,
so you're
I slide my gun.
Try the pistol if you're going to go with your approach.
Well, it's going to get confiscated if they catch him.
Yeah. Then you can always get a new pistol.
It's up to you.
It's up to you. That's palming.
Yeah, it's palming, I know. And I did not get it at 35.
So there you think.
All right. Sir, I'm sorry. You are not allowed to bring firearms. You are not allowed to have this in the city.
You're not allowed to bring any weapons.
All right, fine.
Sir, we're going to have to confiscate this gun.
Take it.
This is
going
to be good.
You gotta take the bullets first. All right, fine. I go sit in the back.
Yeah.
And then
all right, so you're unarmed.
All right, well, I'm fast. I have speed, too, so I can get to them.
Okay.
They have...
What? I only have guns.
Shh, James.
But I also have high armor.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. They are not looking at you right now.
Yeah.
So if you suddenly get up and start sprinting at them, you would probably have the element of surprise where they're not going to be able to shoot you this turn.
Yeah. All right, well, do it.
I'm going to do it.
Roll initiative.
They can't shoot you this turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's one die, right?
Yeah.
Some cool stuff.
What if Will volunteers
six
to go
plus,
first?
What was it? I'm
that would
in
get
a while.
Up to the front of the
it's ground. Your INIT score.
I mean, that's what he's running to.
Me, ooh, yeah. Ooh, enslave me.
They turn around and then they just put the thing on him and then they take his historical stack.
I always lose this thing. It's always...
No, right there. Seven.
Oh, seven.
Six plus seven. So you're at
13.
They're also at 13. So you're all going at the same time. So... You want to just get up and run at them?
I'm just going to run at them.
All right, so give me a free running check.
Free running check. Oh, damn it. Really?
What did you roll?
I rolled it one above it.
You could spend a point of moxie to flip it.
No, I can't flip it. It's 46. And right, I got 45.
Well, you can spend it to re-roll.
I'll
spend one more time to re-roll it. Come on.
Critical fail.
32. That's better.
Okay. You get up and just start bolting at them, and you get halfway down the aisle. They only have speed one, though, so they're like, what the fuck? So if you want, you get speed two. So give me another free running check.
He trips over a body.
No.
What did you get?
96.
All right, so you don't fall, because you didn't critically fail, but you don't get as close to them. So you're going to have to spend turn one... of this round
running at them.
That's fine.
Alright, so you're running at them. They're shooting you. One of them is, because the other two are kind of... He's kind of in the way of the other two.
Maybe he really wants to get taken, though.
So, if you want, I'll let you roll your fray in lieu of running. You can dodge towards him.
Right.
Because you don't really have anywhere else to go.
Right.
Shout me first.
So, you roll your... what's your free running?
You'll trick them.
Free running is 45.
What's your fray?
And my fray is 55.
Alright, so you'd have to roll your fray at half. So roll your free running. And if you... Why don't you roll free running instead of dodging?
I got a... Yeah,
they've got your mother. They'll be coming.
I guess that's a 6.
And Nick, he said they're taking him and the mother. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Will. He got a critical success to hit you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the first time I've rolled triple zeros in a long time.
Really amazing shot.
And that's armor defeating, too.
Oh, shit.
So he has a medium kinetic pistol.
I thought this could have gone wrong. James, you should have warned him.
Well, I could have done... Well, I can't do nothing.
You could have snuck into the...
All right, so, Will, you take 14 damage.
Storage to get your weapons.
What?
You take 14 damage.
This climbed up on top of the train.
This is how Amir works.
That's right.
Well, I thought I had my pistol. I didn't have my pistol at the time.
You were sitting in the back. They were in the front. You could have went to the cars behind you and started running to the storage and gotten your weapons out of there.
Hey, this is what Amir does, all right?
You should have just pissed your pants. They probably. All right,
so what am I rolling here?
Nothing. You take 14 damage.
Well, I absorb it, so...
You what?
Absorb it.
No. Yeah, it's 20, it's armor defeating.
It's armor. Oh, it's 20 damage?
You got a critical success.
No, 14, he said.
No, it's four, I said 14.
No, he said 20 damage.
I got two types of armor, though. I got energy.
Right.
And
it's armor defeating. It goes past your armor.
See, he rolled a crit.
So the armor doesn't count for this hit.
So you write 14 in there.
Which is a lot.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Wow. What's your wound threshold?
My wound threshold is...
Two.
Seven.
Seven, so...
So you take two wounds.
Do you have anything that lets you ignore wounds?
Do you have medicines? Let me see.
No, I don't have medicines.
Because now, otherwise you're at minus 20.
Neurochem, oxygen reserve, prehensile feet. No, you don't. All right, so you're at minus 20, Will. You get a speed 2 action, though, and you're close to him. So you could try to grab his gun if you want. You could tackle him. What do you want? You're, like, right at him.
Well, since I'm at minus 20, I might as well...
Will, you have to make me a Will times 3 check.
Because
you took more than one wound, so you have to try to not pass out.
Well, times three.
I hope that's
25. I made it.
Okay, you don't pass out. God damn, that hurts.
Yeah, I would not want to blitz a bunch of nine lives guys and then pass out because I don't know where the fuck I'd wake up.
All right, so you are right at him, Will. What are you gonna do?
No, grab his since I'm doing unarmed combat and I have unarmed combat. I'm gonna grab the one weapon that he has. I'm gonna
punch him warm. I'm gonna
punch him down.
So I stop.
Okay.
Punch him in the uppercut.
Uppercut.
Okay. So you just sort of put yourself in. All right. So give me an unarmed combat check.
Minus 20, right?
Yeah.
Which is 45.
Wow. Will needs some good dice.
Moxie in. I gotta make this hit.
Wait, can you Moxie to switch the numbers, Will?
It wouldn't matter. He'd
no, I Moxie to reroll it.
He needs to get lower.
If you kill these guys, all right, 20. All right.
20 out of 40. Like
yeah, so you sex boom.
Damage on a punch. On a dragon uppercut. Right.
On the sonic boom.
I know it's a damage bonus. I think it's
go fire.
Damage bonus. Let me check real quick.
He was meditating before, right? So maybe he
yoga flame.
Yeah, it should say yoga. Here. Look, can I see your character?
Are you Indian, Will?
It did say he was meditating.
What other thing does he say?
Yoga, oh, no, 1d10 plus 2.
Oh yeah, so it's 1d10 plus your bonus. Yeah, so roll 1d10 plus 2.
Right. Wait, what's the one that he doesn't say?
Six.
Third special move.
He shoots the fireballs. He blows a big thing of fire.
There it
is. Arms.
Yeah, you hit him right on the chin. So that's
he doesn't have any.
He teleports,
there.
I think. But
yeah. So you.
Yeah. Kind of, that's the other.
He teleports.
Yeah.
Six damage right in his chin.
How big
does he break his jaw? And make
how
him pass
big is
out?
His chin?
What's his chin? Yeah, you wound him actually.
Wow.
Yeah, you break his jaw.
Whoa! Ow!
You're welcome.
I get his gun.
Boom. No, you don't. He didn't drop it. You just grabbed his arm. Wrestling the gun from his hand is going to be a different role.
And you have to worry about his two friends.
You should use him as a shield.
I'm going to use him as a shield.
Well, if you're going to play it that way, just skip to the end of the fight and say you beat the shit out of him.
I win, man. I win.
It's over.
I win.
Well, they're in the aisle, right?
It's a video game,
so are
right?
You, yeah.
He took out
I can kind of charge them.
No, there's a guy in front of you.
Yeah.
You just ran up and grabbed him. Stand up.
I won.
You ran up to him, knocked his arm out of the way, and then punched him in the jaw.
Right.
So he is right in front of you. And his other two friends are behind him.
So you got a human shield.
You have a human shield. You don't have his gun, though.
Right.
He is holding it. You can try to grab it
you
away from him.
You do have two wounds.
You also do have two wounds. You are bleeding while you do all this.
So I am...
Oh, he doesn't have time to bleed.
So it's round three now. So you are all going at the same time. Right. So this guy in front of you, that you just he's going to try to headbutt you.
Oh.
Because you are right there. He can't shoot you. His ear is out of the way. So he's going to try to headbutt you.
Okay.
His other two friends are just kind of yelling because they can't get to you. What are
is
you going to do?
Is that old lady?
They're just yelling instructions on how to take you down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hit him in the head. Hit him in the kidney. Get him in the face.
Yeah.
Kick his ass,
Steve Bass.
Go for his
Can
nuts.
I because he's going for the headbutt, can I try and hit him in the jaw?
Why don't you just try headbutting
one,
back?
Two and stuff? Also, like,
take my shoes off. So you want to punch him as he's trying to headbutt
you? What's their code for a fatality?
Yeah, you, I mean, he might get the head. I mean, you're going at the exact same time. Right. So it's going to be like, boom.
Forward, back, A, B.
Do a Three Stooges to him, Will. When he
Will, headbutt him as he's headbutting you.
Or go like this. Or can I go like this?
Will.
What?
Make him hit his gun. Stooges. What?
Do the Three Stooges. This.
Put your finger out and poke him.
Make him like...
Oh, yeah. Do that.
You want to He's
going to headbutt right now.
Use your thumb. Because if you want to kill someone with your bare hands, the best way is to poke their eye out and... Like, stir your finger around in their skull.
Well, you'll be fine as long as they don't manage one of these.
This is what it feels like. Well, why don't you headbutt him while he's headbutting you?
That could hurt.
No, go ahead.
If you, I mean, if you both go for the headbutt and you beat him, I'll say you would negate his headbutt.
Go for the eyes.
Well, I'm minus 20, so I don't know if I can beat him.
You would begin.
Hey, guys. How about you make them both roll for headbutt and the loser's head explodes like a pinata?
So, yeah, maybe boom. The eye thing might work.
You headbutted my boyfriend
you have
so
to
hard he turned into change.
Beat his roll in order to beat him headbutting you. In order to do it, like, if you
that's
succeed...
That's unarmed combat, isn't it?
So, yes.
Okay.
If you, let's say he rolls 30 and you roll 20. You'll do it, but he's going to headbutt you first.
Okay.
If you roll 30 and he rolls 20, you're going to grab him and stop the headbutt.
Right.
So is that what you want to do? You want to try to gouge his eyes out?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yeah, but I still want to hold on that gun because I don't want to...
Well, you can't... You can only gouge
one eye.
Eye.
What?
Just gouge
one's enough.
One's enough. Yeah. Right,
so give me an unarmed combat roll.
27.
He rolled 97, so you beat him.
Whoa. Maybe when he gouges out his eye, then he drops the gun.
All right, so I'm going to say 1d10 plus 5, because you're getting extra damage for...
In the soft spot.
I got 10.
So that's 15.
All right. He lost an eye.
I mean, it's boom.
So, Will, he goes like this to headbutt you, and as his head's coming down, you just grab his face and shove your thumb into his eye.
I feel like he just kind of
screams.
If this were a wushu, that'd be extra
points.
Well,
no, it's kind of like the guy's coming down, and instead of meeting Will's head, he meets his thumb going in. So it's like...
Pretty sure that's deep in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Will, your thumb is in this man's eye socket.
Can he feel green?
Use him as
Will, give me a will. No, this is combat. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about
it. So he screams a blood-curdling scream and drops the gun and he just pulls himself off.
I'm still holding it, so I got it now.
So you're holding his... Yeah. So he pulls back and clutches at his eye and just starts screaming and falls to his knees.
Is his gun on
your target.
No, his gun's in Will's hand.
Okay, good.
So you get speed 2 before his friends decide to shoot you.
Will, use a magic shield.
Look. Or just kneel down. Gun here, right? Eye here.
I'm gonna
smack.
Well,
shoot.
He fell.
He's down. Oh, even better. Then just shoot the guy in the next guy.
Yeah, there's two guys.
Just shoot one of them. It's point blank range.
Yeah.
Point blank is.
Kick him in the ball.
Well, he's not.
Kid,
no.
Oh,
man's got nard.
Kick his ass. See that? That was a Scott Pilgrim
target.
When he's fighting the girl, right?
Yeah. What is the gun I'm holding? What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is a medium kinetic crystal.
Nice.
Which is what you have, right?
Yep.
So it's 2d10 plus 10. 2d10 plus 2 damage. Point blank range is plus 10 to hit. So roll your kinetic weapons at minus 10, because you already have minus 20 from your wounds.
Ask him what it's like to always play second fiddle. How do you do the whack again?
So 45.
Those sloppy seconds at this.
Oh, please.
What did you roll?
49.
Well,
Moxie, it's a reroll.
It's my last Moxie.
You want to survive?
Yeah.
Let me see what their fray is, because if they... Yeah, he failed his fray, but you miss, so you both miss. It's up to you if you want to use the Moxie to reroll.
You should have grabbed the other guy.
Save it, Will. What if you critically fail something?
What?
Yeah, save it.
Save it.
Save it, yeah.
Okay, so next round. They're like, fuck, man! And now they're gonna shoot you. So what would you like to do?
I'm gonna get down and use the other guy as a shield.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that's Frey.
Right.
At half. No penalty. That's gonna be enough. But they are like, you know, as far as I am from Ryan.
And it will succeed, and they're gonna shoot.
28 out of 55.
No, your Frey is at half. All right, I'll give it to you. That's okay.
Yeah, it would be 27, okay. But no, yeah. 28. Yeah,
that's fine. But they
you made it exactly, which is, so Will, you rolled the best you could have, literally.
Other than a crit, yeah. Which let's see, they get plus 10 because it's point blank. One of them makes it, but not as well as you, and the other one makes it on the dot.
No.
Since he's got cover, why don't you say defender takes it?
I well, he shoots you, but he hits his friend.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
So he.
So now his friend has damage.
Yeah, his friend gets shot.
His friend already has damage. He doesn't have an eye. And a
so his
jaw.
Friend.
Nothing gets shot.
He's
not having a good day.
Yeah, he is really almost dead. He screams out again as his buddy shoots him in the back. At point blank range.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
But
asshole?
You are ducked right down behind this guy. So you get turn two now. What do you want to do? Speed two.
I'm gonna shoot them.
Are you gonna stay behind cover?
Yes. Stay behind cover.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're just gonna reach out and. All right. So roll your.
The picture in my
hurt
head.
Plus save me.
It's plus 10.
The picture in my head. The fight going on in the aisle of a train.
Yeah. 25.
All right. They miss their fray. So you shoot. You hit
comedy,
one of them.
Not in an action movie.
Roll for damage. Yeah. Roll for damage. It's 2d10 plus 2.
What do the passengers think?
They are screaming.
7,
they're not
going
to help the guy trying to
nine.
Save them? Not at all?
There's
no hero among them?
There is a hero.
Obviously, Will's
it's
the
Will.
Hero.
Yeah. Will's
the
hero.
Other hero.
Will's the big damn hero.
Everyone's like, oh, he's got it.
All right, that guy,
this.
He goes, he gets a wound, too. Yeah, you hit him right in his hand. I'm going to say you shoot the gun out of his hand.
Nice.
Because why not? I'll give you an edge here. You, boom. You hit him right in the wrist, and he drops his gun and starts screaming. So next turn. That guy is going to try to pick up his gun, so that's what he's going to spend his turn doing. There is one guy left to shoot at you. You're still ducked down behind his friend, but it's not great cover.
Right.
He's at point blank, but you're behind cover, so those kind of negate each other. So he doesn't get a penalty to hit you. But he doesn't get a bonus either. If you can roll Frey to try to dodge out of the way and kind of keep yourself
kind of
behind
push
that guy.
It, the guy more towards.
Well, is there somebody to the right of me in the seat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Use that guy's cover.
Well, actually, give me a luck check. Moxie times 10.
Moxie times 10. How old?
You're full Moxie.
I'm full Moxie.
Isn't the person from Borderlands the same
Moxie? Is it one die or two?
Yes. She
runs no, roll off. Roll your two. What's your Moxie?
Four. So it's 14?
No, it's 40 times 10.
40. 40 times 10.
No, okay. It's 40 total.
Four times 10.
35.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Will, you're lucky. The seat next to you is empty. So you look over and you notice there's an empty seat. So if you want, you can jump into that empty seat.
Yeah.
It's like a two seat, like a train.
And
then he's just going to sit there and pretend he didn't
do
anything.
Yeah, but there's someone in front of that chair.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Time
yeah.
for a nap.
All right, so
hey,
roll for
did
a
you guys see that weird guy?
If that's what you want to jump.
Well, I'm going to tell the guy. Oh, I'll tell the guy in front of me as I'm doing it. Get down.
He's. You don't have to tell him.
Yeah.
There's people like a foot away from him firing guns. He is as down as he can be.
Right.
So roll Frey at half. So I'm 28 again. This guy.
Oh, no, it didn't do it.
He didn't either. So he misses. So you kind of go to jump out of the way, but accidentally kind of just hit yourself into the chair. But he misses his shot anyway.
He shoots where you were going, and you missed.
So you get turned speed two.
Me too.
The other guy picked up his gun with his other hand.
Okay.
He's going to have an offhand penalty, but you got this. But he has his gun, so you can
shoot
him in his other hand.
Well, I'm going to shoot the guy who just shot at me.
Okay.
Or, no, wait.
Shoot the guy in front of you.
That's the guy who just shot you.
Yeah. Shoot whoever's closer.
Yeah. Well, the guy who's closer is the guy who's on the floor almost.
He's,
right.
he's
the
not doing
not
anything.
Dead. Well, don't count that one.
All right, so I'm going to shoot at the guy who just shot at me and try and get him to stumble a little
bit. So, kinetic weapons.
Or take aim.
If you take aim, that's going to be your full turn. Do you want to a called shot, or do you want to just shoot him?
You know what? Just shoot everybody.
Shoot the guy in the chair next to you.
I mean, a called shot's going to be more difficult.
Shoot the train conductor. Sure.
I'll just shoot the guy
shoot
in front
the train
of
me. All right.
So, yeah.
Shoot one of the passengers.
Back to me for my...
No,
ooh, 20.
All right, you failed his dodge, so 2d10 plus 2. Roll damage.
Fourteen.
Okay.
Where's the train conductor when you need him?
These people do not have their tickets. Oh, okay.
No.
He saw all the chaos instead of the train.
Also takes wounds. He has to roll to not pass out. Let's see. He makes it. He doesn't pass out. But he screams. You're not lucky with that one. He doesn't drop his gun. But you hurt him. All right. Turn three. Whatever turn it is. Fuck, I don't know anymore. They're both going to shoot at you. What are you going to do?
Get behind cover?
Cry.
I'm behind cover, actually, but...
Right. But they could still shoot you.
Right.
You're behind a guy.
I'm behind the seat.
No, you didn't make
it. You tried to. You can try again.
You can try to dodge behind the seat. That'll be better cover than the
I'll try
to
dodge behind
guy.
The seat. At half again,
so,
right?
Right, yeah, at half.
No.
What did you get?
95.
All right. One of them makes his attack.
He'll just keep banging his head against the seat.
Oh, wait.
Maybe there's a...
So the train is moving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a crit, though, so you...
You might be able to absorb that one.
What's your armor roll?
It's 20.
Alright, so the first bullet bounces off of you as the guy shoots you. Second guy also hits you. And that bounces off of you.
Nice.
Because you've got lots of armor. Good for you. Speed 2.
Shoot him in the head.
Yeah, kill one. Yeah,
shooting.
With a gun.
Are you called shot for the head, or are you just going to shoot him?
Pew.
Well, shot for the head's aim, right?
Well, you can aim and make it easier, but if you do a called shot, it's minus 10. But you've got plus 10 because you're point blank.
Right.
So it'll be even.
Yeah. So it would just... your skill minus 20.
55 minus 20. So 35.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that. Because I...
Can you do, like, burst fire with those guns, too? And increase his...
Yeah. You can.
Yeah, most you can do burst fire.
Do I'll do
unless it's a rail gun.
Well, how much ammo?
No, rail guns get burst fire.
Burst fire takes 3 shots, but it gives you either plus 10 to hit plus 10.
I shot
plus
the gun. How many?
Or you can go full auto, too, if you want to shoot 10 rounds.
Yeah.
And that'll give you... Basically, you just pepper
That would empty the clip, but that would give you... either plus 30 to hit or plus 3d10 damage.
Can't really burst up beam.
They're wounded.
That's probably what it was.
You're close enough that you could hit both of them with the burst if you roll well enough.
Okay. I would say do the burst.
I want to do the burst.
Now, do you want the bonus to hit or the bonus to damage?
It's
either plus 30
hit.
To hit.
Yeah.
All right, so roll it. So it's your score 35 plus 10 because you're point blank. Plus 30. So you're rolling against 75.
28 out of 75.
28?
Yep.
And they both fail their dodge. So roll damage twice, once for each of them.
That's how much is that?
2d10 plus 2.
13. With a guy on the... Right, I guess.
Okay.
And 10 for the guy on the left.
Good enough. They both, none of them are dead, but they're all lying on the floor, bleeding and moaning. Do you drop the clip and slide another one? Well, no, you don't have an extra clip.
Well, I could go over and get another clip.
Yes.
Which I do.
Are you going to coup de grace them, or are you going to let them lay there and moan?
If you keep them alive, then maybe they can get arrested or something.
Tie them up.
Yeah.
Get some justice.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Zip tie their hands.
All right, so you grab some rope from somewhere and tie them up. People start clapping, though. People are clapping and applauding you.
The hero straight
and
again.
This is from bleeding out too much.
A doctor?
Yes, someone gets over and slaps a nano bandage on you so you stop bleeding. don't worry, as soon as we get into Elysium, we'll get you into a healing vat. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
See, I'm thinking if this were in the current day, you would just see like 10 people with their cell phones out, like.
Oh, you know, everyone was recording it. It goes. I mean,
it's going to be on the net.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the mesh.
Yeah. It's going to be on the news.
I have a feeling while the rest of us are doing other jobs, we get this whole big thing. It's like, wow, something happened.
I mean, it wouldn't be like a breaking news plot, but it's out there.
Oh, guys, did you see the video on the fucking train? Yeah, this one guy fucking takes out three of them.
So
fucking
Will.
Whole-blooded, man.
Now I'm just picturing, a mirror, like... With a standing his hand and his arm all bloody from the one guy's arm, standing there with a gun with the headline "No more Mr. Nice Guy."
All right, well, so here's your reward for finishing. You get plus one F rep.
Plus one F rep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Minus one G rep.
Minus one G rep.
That's criminal.
You killed criminals. I don't like.
Oh well, I'm at zero, so I really can't.
Oh, okay. So fine. All right. And plus three at rep. Because you're on Mars and people 43. Like that stuff.
And you've made enemies of nine lives, which are not good people.
I'm already enemies with nine lives.
From what?
No, you dislike them. Now they
dislike
you.
Now they dislike you.
Well, now I have
distinction.
Hey, wait.
Speaking of someone
I have, hey, it's that
gang,
guy.
It's not all that fun, really.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that you're wanted by nine lives. That just means people recognize you sometimes.
Okay, well, now... Now we recognize. Now it makes sense.
No, hey, you're that guy is a negative recognition. Oh. That's hey, you're that guy who got hit in the nuts.
Well, now I had the other thing. That
yeah, it's not going to last very long. That's why you got plus one F rep.
Hey, Will, what was the name of that pilot who landed in the Hudson River?
Sully.
Sully. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Sullenberg, I think. All right. Who's next?
Point.
I had a 3, so...
Yeah, I think... I also,
had a 7, I had a 5.
I also rolled a 3.
All right.
So
Meyer.
Oh, me.
All right, you have your mission.
Oh, me, oh, my.
What do you want to do?
I want to I'm kind of a shady guy. I'm a criminal.
Yes, you are.
I guess we've given up on Edgecrest.
Well, he sent me a message. Like,
what did he say?
He said, I asked him before if the network was down or just the Skype was down. He said that the entire network is down. And I said, so, okay, so keep us informed. He said, so far, she's a no good.
All right, so no way.
The system is down.
Sorry, guys, about the Doc Ski Lax cock tease.
Yeah, you have to just deal with it.
Well, we have a meeting, yes.
They have to deal with the rest of us.
Did he try turning it off and on again?
No, he didn't. All right.
You get the wire.
And if you try, I'm dropping it on the floor.
Oh.
First time for anything.
Brilliant tech support there, Chris.
Guys, I'll tell you the truth. Moki actually pissed on a computer.
What would I have to roll figure out maybe what would be a better place to set up shop, as it were? What would I have to do?
For like a drug dealer like that?
Yeah.
Give me an idea check.
What about the scumbarge?
Intelligence times 3 or cog times 3? I mean, a scumbarge would be good, but that's off-world. That doesn't help her selling here on Mars, really.
INT is intuition.
Yeah. Oh, intuit, yeah.
I got times 3.
Yeah.
So I ran out 60 out of 60.
Okay. For her, if she wants to start producing and selling drugs, it would be difficult to do it directly in the city. Like said, Elysium isn't Olympus.
Yeah.
There are people here. Most of the buildings are populated. However, outside the city, if she were to go like an hour outside the city into the outback, if she could find a secluded crater, that would be a good place to set up shop. No one's really... I mean, it would be hard for anyone to find it if they didn't know it was there. And then she could guard it with her own guys. And then it would be easier to smuggle... She could try to smuggle the drugs into the city... And only have to pay off people at the at the border checks, rather than trying to produce and then sell the drugs in the city.
So, or dealing with a possible gang war.
Right.
I would hurt my baby friend because he doesn't want her to sell at all. If it doesn't.
Right. Oh wait. So wait. What are you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to figure out.
If you were to set up a drug shop in Elysium, that's how you would do it. You would set up production outside the city and then import it.
So that's probably her plan.
Oh, is making and importing it somewhere?
Right. That's what Abebe does. He imports the drugs. But Elysium is his turf. He doesn't want someone else selling on his turf. But he can't just go and kill her, because then the police will come down on him and he'll get arrested. Which is even worse for business than someone else selling on your turf.
So instead, I'm telling her instead that she should sell outside of it.
Well, you have options. You can either try to convince her to sell somewhere else. You know, try to convince her maybe that the market is bad in Elysium. And she should sell somewhere else if she wants to make money. Or you can try to scam her out of her money.
And I just, that's my role before was, like, the market is in a crater outside somewhere.
No, well, the market is
in Elysium.
The city, wherever people are. That's the market.
What, I'm trying to think of a better market, where a better
he wants to think
he wants to find a place for her to go.
A better alternative. Not
I mean, anywhere. Not Olympus, because there's nobody there. New Shanghai would probably be good. That's a populous city. Valley, New Shanghai. There's also, what's the other city on, the other big city on Mars? I have my map right here.
Marstown.
No, not Marstown.
Mars City.
Otisville?
New Shanghai, yeah, there's Valley, New Shanghai. Noctis, Quinzhou. That's a pretty popular city. Populated city. Elysium. Maybe New Dazai, but that's not as populated.
So, Maya,
New Shanghai would be is the other big city on Mars. That would be the best place.
For someone who's looking for a connection, like a supplier, in a different city somewhere, and be like, look, you can't sell drugs here. Look at this. Here's a great opportunity.
Or, like I said, try to sell her something. I mean, your other option would be, hey, I can get you that set up. Give me the credits. And I'll get you set up in a crater out there.
Right, and then you disappear with her money.
Yeah. And then she gives you all her money to set up shop, and you disappear, and she doesn't get her stuff, and she doesn't have the capital to start selling drugs.
And you also have that fake ID, right? So you could give her the false identity, so she's looking for somebody that's not you.
I mean, you could just go buy another fake ID right now if you wanted to. It's up to you. You don't know anything. I mean, you have her name, and she hangs out at this bar called The Tree.
Can I put out a feel... I want to put a feel in, like, New Shanghai and say, you know, I'm thinking about setting, kind of, you know, setting up shop. I want someone to help me out. And
whose palms do I have to grease? Yeah. Where's the best real estate?
So give me a networking criminals.
Okay. Uh, 21 out of 7.
Okay. This is what you know. And you don't even have to roll for this. These aren't, like, brand new cities. These have been around for a while. Yeah. So there's already established drug trades in these cities.
Yeah.
So if you come in and just say, hey, I'm setting up shop, anybody want to help me? You're just going to get killed. Because they're going to be like, no. Bang. Yeah.
They'll be like, yes, meet me here. Right. Then the bang.
Then the bang, yeah. She knows, I mean, if she's looking to get into the drug business, she knows that it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where she's setting up shop. Mm-hmm. She's going to have to try to push someone out, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to convince her to go to New Shanghai, you would have to try to convince her that it would be easier there than dealing with a baby.
Well, maybe you could kill one of the suppliers somewhere else, or, you know, drug dealers somewhere else, and then, hey, look, there's a power vacuum here, away from my friend Abebe.
That's not really Meyer's skill set, though.
No, but he could talk to someone else.
That's an option, yeah. If you
remember
the
time he talked to...
It couldn't be one of the suppliers in Elysium, though.
Yeah. Who would she be dealing with in New Shanghai?
That is... New Shanghai is kind of under the protection of the Night Cartel. They run...
That's tough.
They run the distribution. They have other people doing the production mostly.
I'm hogging this fan. Fuck you all.
If they're running distribution, they're still going to need someone in supply.
Well, they have guys right now. Because why should they go to her? I mean, she wants to break into Elysium because Abebe runs the show. So if she can get rid of Abebe, she can run the show. Mm-hmm. You assume. New Shanghai would be harder to break in because it's the Night Cartel running it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Bay doesn't want, part of the thing, he doesn't want to get blood on his hands here.
Right. It can't, you can't kill anyone in Elysium.
So, if I tell her sharp shop and then yeah. tell Baby she's there, he can always attack her there when, you know.
Well, then it wouldn't matter to him.
Right. I mean, if you get her to another city, he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
What happens in New Shanghai doesn't concern him.
Or, like, you know, in a crater somewhere.
If she starts producing in a crater, no one cares. Yeah, it's where she starts selling it.
You can't sell drugs in a crater because no one
right.
is there. Yeah, yeah.
You could. It would just have to be good enough drug to make
what
people
I'm saying
to the crater.
Is that, you know, and then I'll tell her, oh, set up shop this place, and then in the crater, and then, you know, sell it in Elite, you know, and then I'll tell, like, listen, and I'll tell Vivi, all right, so she's selling in this factory. Because his thing was that he didn't want to kill her in Elite.
Well, no, he can't have anyone from Elysium because she's going to die and re-sleeve.
Oh, okay. That's
and then people are going to know that he had her killed.
Like, I'm not thinking with morphs.
Right. Do you want me to come back to you? Do you want to think about it for a while?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I don't know.
I don't much. I guess go for someone else. I guess I'm thinking about it.
All right. James! I'm looking at you. You're next.
I'm up.
All right.
Well, 5 is a bigger roll than a 3 was, that's for sure.
So, there's this robot thing.
And they want me to hack the AI.
They want you to get rid of the security on the robot so they can put the AI in it.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have to hack the robot.
Okay.
It's going to be contested, though.
Put an AI in a robot.
I got a question.
Find me another
body. Can I put down safe words in the robot after I hack through it?
What do you mean?
Like, I want to be able to, like, let's say they try and turn on me. Like, I say a word and the robot only listens to me, or I say a word and the robot shuts down. Or send out some sort of signal.
Depends how well you hack it.
Okay, because that's my main goal here. It's just like, if they're going to try and backstab me, I want to have a safe.
Right. No, I mean, you can, but it depends how well you do hacking it.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to start hacking it?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a crack, at least crack your knuckles, and it just starts
All right. Hacking. So roll your infosec. 83
at 85.
83?
Yeah.
All right, you beat the first firewall.
Oh, God.
It knows you're there, though. It also succeeded.
Okay.
So it has automated defenses. So roll it now. I believe at, minus 10.
Minus 10. 74 is 75.
Whoa.
All right.
Swear to God.
It still succeeded, but you beat it. So again, minus 10. It has 5 firewalls. So you're going to have to get through all 5.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
it's not as good. It's a 9.
Well, it failed.
Okay.
So hacker succeeds. Yeah. So you're hidden. So that's the third firewall, but you still have 2 more to get through. But no minus 10. So just roll it. You're normal.
28.
All right. It rolled a crit.
Oh boy.
So now it knows you're there, and you did not get past that firewall.
Okay.
So it is going to be minus 20 to try to get in again.
So it's minus 20 at my 60, or it's minus 20 at my normal.
What's your normal?
85.
So it's minus 20 from that.
Okay. 64.
All right, you beat the 21. Okay. It still knows you're there, though, and it's still on alert for you.
All right.
So it's still minus 20, or minus 10 now, because you got better than it. This is the last firewall if you beat it.
36.
All right, it rolled 40. It did better than you. All
right.
So you kind of bump head, so go again.
45.
All right, it failed. So you get in, and it lost you again. But you did not give me a programming check now.
Programming.
If you want to try to put in a
70 out of 70.
Okay, yeah. What's your safe word?
My safe word...
Monkey slut.
No.
As a Misfits reference.
Valentine.
Yeah, I like Valentine.
Valentine, okay. All right, so
was it in the Demolition Man teddy bear?
Yeah.
You program deep into this cyber brain, which is pretty much blank, the word Valentine. If you say Valentine, it stops whatever it's doing. So, I mean, you'd spend about an hour hacking this thing, going back and forth, fighting this firewall.
I'm sure, like, you see her face getting more and more intense, yeah. Maybe like a bead of sweat dripping down her head.
You haven't had that good of a workout in a while.
I finally did.
Most of the
I am invincible!
Most of the scenes just roll over and show them his ass. I mean, yeah.
Did you do it?
Oof, and she's sitting there like, yeah! Like, she's like a celebratory face. She's like, I'm through.
I knew you were going to be the right one to call. All right, let's get it in. One of them grabs a box, an Ecto, plugs it into the machine, and then the robot starts coming to life. It starts stretching. It stands. It's a weird synth morph. Like, it looks kind of like a steel morph, but it's got more parts, and it has three legs, and you don't quite know what it's for.
And, anyway, I could run a thing on it, like a diagnostic, to see what it's for.
A level one?
It's a prototype.
Okay.
You don't know. They haven't decided yet quite what it's for.
If you have some kind of a hardware skill, you might.
Do you have hardware, robotics?
Electronics, groundcraft, industrial, and nautical.
You could do electronics.
All right. 17 out of 75.
It's probably some sort of worker morph.
Okay.
Like, the three legs would give it more stability if it's on uneven ground. And it does look kind of beefy.
Big cake.
Thank you. My name is Wilfred.
Hello, Wilfred.
It's spelled W1LFR3D. I can't tell you how good it is to stretch after being stuck in that ecto for so long. Although, physicality is odd. He pings you real quick.
Okay.
Ah, you're scum. I see. Yes. So you must hate the Planetary Consortium as much as I do.
Well, we don't see eye to eye on things.
You wouldn't believe what they did to me. Do you want to see?
Oh, God. Can I look at it quizzically, and I'm like, sure.
All right, give me a will check.
I knew that was coming. Will check. 8 out of 45.
All right, so you take one stress. It starts sending you XPs that it recorded of horrible, torturous experiments that these people at Exotech did to it. For some reason, they decided to torture this AGI to see what would happen to it. And it was pretty awful. And you get those sensations. It's not like physical pain, because it didn't have a body, but they would just randomly remove parts of its code to see what happened, and then put it back. Or turn off parts of its cyberbrain to see, you know, pretty much give it simulated strokes.
As a tech junkie, she's like, oh my God. And she's like all appalled. She's like, I can't believe this. Why would they do this?
I don't know.
What was your purpose before they started torturing you? Or were you basically designed for torture?
That was sex robot.
Sex robot.
Not this again.
I never learned my purpose. They just would torture me.
What about the other guys in the room? What are they?
They're Barsoomians. They're sort of in the corner, happy that they got this guy out.
Okay.
You know, they stole the body and the AGI as a way to try to get back at the PC. Sort of like the people who would go and free monkeys from animal testing camps. That's pretty much what they did.
Okay, so they're
happy.
But okay. Wait, those people were responsible for 28 days later.
Speaking of which...
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I figured out a way to get back at them, though, Elise.
I stare at it quizzically again. Okay.
I designed a virus.
Oh.
It'll scour the mesh and remove any mention of Exotech. It will completely delete it from the mesh.
This doesn't sound safe. Is there any way that this virus can, you know, mutate and affect other things? Is this a legit virus specifically for Exotech?
I programmed it specifically for Exotech. I don't know if it could adapt and attack other things.
Suppose if I change the concept.
Let's find out. All right, I'm going to press Y. We'll come back to
Valentine.
Derek.
Yes.
What are you going
to
do?
Get this man to a psych reserve. That's what I'm thinking.
I am going to ping my at rep, which is the best one I got.
Okay.
And see if they've
Valentine's.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Okay. Yeah, so give me a networking autonomous.
What does it...
My curiosity needs to be
Look at that.
Though.
All triple zeros.
Okay, yeah.
I never do that.
You get a message back from a guy named Ralph.
Wow.
Ralph tells you that he helped set up this Johnny Rogers guy in a little hovel. It's sort of like... I mean, this guy is hiding out until... Same as you, until the injunction on Mars is lifted and that he can get out of here.
Okay.
Because the Night Cartel wants him bad.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he stole a shipment of drugs and destroyed one of their bases. Worse than you.
Yeah, I just shot him up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no, you stole from them.
No, I know.
And then,
I shot him up a little
bit. Well, no, you did it.
No, they shot him up for me.
So they want to get this guy. He's apparently hiding out in the basement of a restaurant. It's like a little hole-in-the-wall Chinese food restaurant, and he's in the basement.
Speaking of holes,
hey, want to hear some racism? Bing, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing.
Thank you for that.
That's racist, more of just rambling.
Hey, we have listeners in China.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chinese listeners.
We had one guy who tunneled under the firewall in China to listen
now
to
he
podcast.
Heard that, they hear some
hey,
racist.
Ryan, you're racist. He was being racist against the Japanese. Can't you tell
me?
This
you had a guy try to tunnel in
a little bit
podcast.
Out of control.
What?
You had a guy try to tunnel in.
You know what?
He had to get through the Chinese firewall, he said, to get our podcast.
You see, Will, in the great world of China, there's a wall that will block everything.
You mean
the internet?
No, they call it the Great Firewall. It literally is a Chinese firewall that stops them from getting at most sites.
Yeah. It stops Mongolia from invading them.
Yep. All right, so you found out where he is, Derek.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
What are you going to do? Yeah. You have to get attention to him somehow.
Right.
You can't just call 9 lives because they'll be like, thanks, Dalton, we're going to come kill you. And
exactly.
Then get him.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. Why would I want to call 9 lives anyway?
Not 9 lives, Night Cartel, sorry.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I could call 9 lives.
You could. They'd be like, okay, we don't give a shit.
I know where there's a guy.
We're looking for your friend. We're looking for your friend Amir. You see him?
Oh, he's that train guy. Oh, I saw the train video like 15 times.
Hey, did you hear that terrorist that Gavin pulled? Oh man, that was crazy. Crazy times.
He blew up. All right, I would like to see if I can locate this restaurant.
You don't even have to roll for it. I mean, it's a restaurant.
All right. So I go to the restaurant.
Okay. It's a Chinese food restaurant.
All right.
Can I help you? Sir?
Yeah.
Is that what you people like?
I got me a hankering for some mushu pork.
You people.
Have a seat. I'll get you something. You want a menu or just the mushu pork?
Anything made out of pig is fine. But
you want the pig?
I got that.
Now I'd like to see a menu. Absolutely.
All right, it's at the table.
All right.
You boop, little menu
they
pops
don't
up.
Sound you don't have a good Chinese accent, Alex.
Because the guy doesn't have a Chinese accent.
Well, you're in a Chinese restaurant.
So
in space, anyone can have a Chinese
Why
restaurant.
Would you want to eat a
it
Chinese
could be a case more for Christ's sake.
That's not like a Chinese person.
It may be like 150 years in the future, but Chinese food is the same. It's a Chinese food menu.
That's fine. All right.
No, why would anybody want it to change? That's
why.
Well,
column A, what's column B?
That's true. Why would you want to change?
It's perfect the way it is.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to order, or are you just going to...
Yeah, I'll order.
All right,
combination,
you want something?
Something combination plate, 21. It'll
be about 10 minutes.
All right.
You could come back.
No, I'll wait. I got no place better to be.
You should eat with your feet.
The guy goes.
Why is he doing Chinese food? Where
he's using chopsticks with his feet.
Am I need someone?
He's in the basement of this restaurant.
Kirsch just tuned back in because he missed that entire segment.
He was still on my racism.
He was still on your racism.
Yeah.
All right, so he comes back 10 minutes later and drops a plate of pork lo mein in front of you.
Okay.
Literally drops it?
Yep.
A little bit.
Rudely, yeah.
I just thought of a really horrible way this could go. I don't want to say it, though.
What, they're going to kidnap him and kill him and use him for the meat?
I was going to say, no, because in, I forget, I think it is, it's either Panopticon or, no, it's not Sunward. I think it might be Panopticon. Opens up with a story about how Chinese enclaves on Mars use uplifts for organs, for like sure. live harvested organs for like homeopathic remedies and stuff.
That would make sense.
Well, I wasn't going there, but that's worth keeping on the back.
Sorry, Derek.
You don't like me, Ryan.
That's Ryan's way of thinking. He thinks of ways to screw you over all the time.
So the guy drops the plate in front of you and walks away.
Alright, so other than the fact that he's just looking at the fact that
world of darkness.
He doesn't have any other like...
He's got white t-shirt, apron, grease.
He's working on it.
He didn't even offer you a drink or anything.
You got a glass of water.
That's right.
You never see the bottom of it.
Okay. I love those. This is my favorite place. Went to a place in Baltimore like that once, where every time I took a sip of water, they came and filled it.
Yep.
I took the same sip 50 times. The water level never went down.
Yep.
Oh.
I mean, you can see there's a kid. I mean, really, it's a small place. So it's a small dining room with, like, 10 tables. There's a bathroom in the back, and then there's the kitchen off to the side. You see the bathroom is one door, the front door you came in, and the kitchen.
Mm.
That's really the only thing you see.
Oh, okay.
Take money on it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, like a Christmas gift. I never used it.
I'm trying to think, what would Will do?
He would throw the plate at the guy and be like, knock it again.
Get it, what are you doing?
It's the greatest. I'm gonna turn on my neurocam and get to the basement as fast as possible.
Now, I'll let you know, Derek, you don't have to go confront this guy directly.
No. I want to stake the place out.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I came in. All right.
We never used?
Still next month.
I'm
going next month.
Okay.
I take a couple of bites and I.
We're gonna terror.
I pay the man and I walk and I.
Okay.
Thank you kindly. That hit the spot.
That was a fright fest.
All right. He's glad to see you go. God's gonna press Y again. So I want to get a little bit into everyone.
Yeah, that's cool.
But Ryan, you're closer. Chris, you're sitting over there. We'll do you next.
All right, that's fine.
So does the DA
in front of this fan the better? Because I'm like dead.
Sorry, it's hot as hell in here.
Yeah. It's all right. We'll be done soon. It's 22:11, so we'll wrap up.
Does DA have a dossier on Dr. Martinez?
Yeah.
You
find out, like I said, he worked in their research division. A lot of it's classified. He was a weapons developer.
Okay, so he developed some kind of weapon, and he dropped off the grid, and they think he's going to sell it to Gorgon.
Yeah.
What were his last known whereabouts?
He's in Elysium. That's all they were able to tell you.
Okay.
They tracked him to Elysium. They don't know exactly where.
Okay, does he... Can I... Can I ping the corporate network, see if he's got any connections here, any family or anything?
Sure.
That's 8 out of 55.
No.
No, nothing?
No one that people know he knows or has relatives in Elysium.
All right.
Which, if he's any kind of intelligent, he wouldn't have gone to, because that's the first place people would look.
But I figured it might as well be worth eliminating then.
Because that's the first place people would look.
Right. Let's see. What's my next move? Can I use my muse to run a facial image recognition scan on all of the public access cameras in Elysium? All right, so that's 40, I think. Use a skill. 37 out of 40.
Yeah, it starts running. It takes about an hour, but it pings. It turns out it picked him out going into a crappy little motel in the seedy part of town called the Down Under.
Australia?
That's what the motel's called. The Down Under.
The Down Under.
You call that hotel? This is a hotel. That's his motto.
All that and that. Just
all right. We want this to be a little bit messy. So I'm going to go to the Down Under, and I'm going to... Do I know which room he's in?
No. You don't know what name he's under either.
Okay. And I can't get any information from the public access cameras about that?
I mean, there really aren't any in the hotel. I mean, it would
be their private security.
Like I said, you get him going in, and he hasn't come out. He went in, like, 45 minutes ago.
Sounds like you need a hacker to hack their personal records.
You can work together if you want to...
I'll send Elise a message.
You're busy.
I'm engaged.
Yeah. Okay, so she can't do anything for
you. Well, I mean, is it before or after? Or
this thing happened on Monday. It's Tuesday.
we'll say this is... Well, Ryan, give me a luck check, which is Moxie times 10.
Okay.
Moxie?
No.
All right, yeah, so Elise is busy.
Sorry.
All right.
I would have loved to have helped you, but...
Is the Night Cartel of people that it doesn't like Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
What kind of authority does DA have around here?
Not a lot.
Private security.
Oh, God. I just thought of something horrible I could do.
What?
I just called up the Night Cartel. Listen... You've got a little problem that I can take care of for you.
Oh.
You've got a little problem that you can take care of for me.
It's up to you.
I won't do that to Derek, though. I already locked him into a healing pod.
You are a private contractor.
That's absolutely what my character would do, but I'd feel too bad to do it. But,
so they probably, you can get away with carrying a weapon or two. If you were to just shoot this guy on the street, you would get arrested.
Right.
But if you manage to do it quietly somewhere...
I'm pretty stealthy and pretty murdery also.
If you want, you can give me an idea check, Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
In times three or Cobb times three.
It's 45. 30 out of 45.
Okay. So there's probably two good ways you can do this.
Basically, I was asking what kind of authority this guy had... direct action, rather, because if I go and start asking questions, can I, like, show a badge and be like, I'm from the security firm, answer my questions, because...
Legally, they don't have to answer you.
Right.
It depends if you can intimidate the guy behind the desk. I mean, you can go up and he'll be like, well...
He could be his first day on the job, he doesn't know that.
If he's smart, he's going to say, fuck you, you're not a police officer here, I don't have to answer you. If he's not...
Because I'm a rent-a-cop.
Right. You could try to coerce him. You know, you do have a badge. You know, you have some sort of official ID.
Right.
You could try to scare him into answering you and hope he doesn't know that he doesn't have to.
Flash the badge, like...
What I was going to say was, the two best ways you could probably go about doing it would be to either... Because you have to get the doc and the people who are going to buy it.
Right.
Chances are, he doesn't know who he's supposed to meet.
So I could go in posing as...
Right. So if you want, you can go in... If you could find out when and where the meet's supposed to be, you can go in posing as them. Or you can go to them posing as the doctor. Because you could just say, I had a re-sleeve.
Wait, the doctor?
Yeah.
Dr. Martinez.
Why in my pocket?
No, Martinez. It's up to you. Or you could just try to find and kill everyone.
Well, what I was going to do is I want to find out... Obviously, which room he's in.
Right.
I've got some smart dust, so I'll just bug his room with it.
Okay.
And then monitor, pretty much then do exactly, what you said. Find out when where it's supposed to be.
Okay. So you want
to... So yeah, I'll head on over to the Down Under, go to the clerk, and I'll just sort of, slide him a screen grab of Dr. Martinez, whatever morph he's currently using.
Right.
It's a Fez. I wear a Fez.
Do you want to try to intimidate him or persuade him?
Persuade is better.
Okay, so roll your persuasion.
The double X.
Yes, 19 out of 45. You seen this man?
Yeah. It's, what's his name? Leibowitz.
Yeah, him, that's that dude.
Would you possibly be able to tell me what room Mr. Leibowitz is staying in?
And why should I tell you that?
Might be a few credits in it for you. This is a seedy motel.
Yeah.
I take a look around and I say, looks like you could use a little extra scratch coming in.
You know, I might remember what room he's in if you take one.
I can do that.
500 credits a night.
I need a couple of Obamas.
Or 200. It's 200. A crappy motel.
It's a crappy motel.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Once again, not spreading right, over my fellow players.
I give him.
He's also fleecing him a bit.
Yeah, I figured there's a little extra bribe money in there.
I was going to point out that you should probably be fleecing him.
Yeah,
he is already. I don't
pay him 300.
You know what? I'll give him 250. Why not? But I figure he's taking a little something off the top, and I might as well.
Yeah.
Butter his bread for him.
Oh yeah, Leibowitz. He's up in room 43, fourth floor. Third door down from the elevator on the right.
Great.
He has a got room, disturb sign hanging on his doorknob.
Got room 42.
Got 44.
I'll take 44.
He pings you a code for the door. Have a nice stay.
Maybe the desk clerk could be giving him a phone call as a distraction for the extra 50 credits. Hey, I bet Leibowitz could use a wake-up call in 20 minutes.
Well, I really just want to stay and wait until Leibowitz goes out, and then I can...
He never comes out.
Well, no, he probably wouldn't. All right.
He just spends all day...
I mean, his next time leaving might be to go to the meet.
Yeah.
You want to come out for a fire drill?
Which is when you grab him in your room.
What I really hope Ryan does is just... gets into the room next door, puts down his bag or whatever the hell he's holding, takes a deep breath, and then just
kicks open
the door. Runs his shoulder into the drywall and plows through into the room next door. That'd be cool. Just do a will.
That would be pretty badass. And definitely would give you the element of surprise.
Yeah, it would be pretty
Be like especially using
like
a bed.
Like a rhino. Rhino, like...
Hold on a second. I want to just see...
So,
all right. Well, you're looking stuff up.
Yeah,
Chris.
Hi.
Up to you.
Okay.
So I'm done.
So that's what this guy that's what this Luke guy said he wants you to do. He wants you to find him and kill him so he could take his place.
Right. Well, I'm gonna find out as much as I can about Luke, whether or not I'm going to be fucking him over in some way or helping him. So I'm gonna find out as much as I can about Luke.
All right. So how do you want to go about doing that?
Seduce him.
Which Luke do you want to find out about? Do you want to try to find out about the real Luke or the Luke you sold into slavery?
Well, I think both.
Okay, that's going to be two different roles because by this point they're two different people.
Right. Two different Lukes.
So it's probably going to be a networking Luke criminals squared. To find out about slave Luke.
It's slave Leia.
Oh, right, sorry. So it would be networking criminals to find out about slave Luke.
Yeah.
And probably just a regular research check to find out about real Luke.
You do know that whenever you say slave Luke, it makes me think of Luke Skywalker in a slave outfit.
Good. Although this is Luke, L-U-C.
Oh, okay. He's French.
Yeah. French, yeah. He's Luke Dubois.
Luke Bacan.
All right, okay. I know what I'm going to do.
Research.
Right. Well, we're... All right. Chris, you roll. Slip. Ryan, what are you doing?
I'm going to equip my that's alternate my ID, obviously, because I don't want this guy to know. I think I have...
Research 30.
I've got Luciano Cruz, who is a media guy.
He's
right. I'm sure girl. Oh, yeah.
Just so that if this guy... All right, so I've got a micro bug, which is a 1 millimeter camera,
right.
Type of thing. It's camera, mic, and tracker.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to plant it on him. So I'm going to go up to room 43. Knock on the door.
Okay. There's a voice through the door. Who is it?
Housekeeping.
It's me. Come on, let me in.
Excuse me?
Come on, man. Stop fucking around. Open the door.
It's Dave, man. I got the stuff.
Ryan, give me impersonation if you want to try to be a drunk guy.
Impersonation. Holy shit.
What?
14 out of 15.
Whoa. All right.
I can impersonate.
He failed his kinesics check, too. But, you hear, you know, the locks undoing. The door opens a crack. Who are you?
I shove the door.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
I sort of like, put my hand on his, on his shoulder with the camera,
mm-hmm,
planting
right.
the bug on him. Shit. I'm in the wrong room.
I told you were in the wrong room. Get out of here.
I'm sorry to bother you, man.
just get out of here, okay?
You have a nice day now.
He slams the door behind you, and you hear all the locks go back into place.
And then I, you know, open the door, open my door and walk in.
Okay. We'll press Y. Back to Chris.
All right. My muse did not research successfully the guy.
Okay.
What was the other thing I was rolling?
Networking criminals.
I'm better at that.
Okay.
3 out of 16.
You Five. Go back and you start asking some people and you actually check your own records.
Yeah.
Not that you really keep very detailed records.
I might.
You're a slaver.
I think I... Yeah, that would be a good thing to keep records on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it turns out you sold this Luc Dubois. You made an illegal fork of him one time, and you sold him into a miners. They tend to buy their labor real cheap.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. About 3 years ago, you sold him to some miners, made some good scratch off of him. And he got away from them about a year ago. And he's been, you know, asking around to find out what the fuck happened to him. Because one day he goes to sleep and then he wakes up, you know, sleeve of the synth morph and is being forced to mine on an asteroid. And it's rather disconcerting. And he would just work 24/7 because he was in a synth morph and wouldn't get tired.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he eventually got away somehow. They don't like to talk about it.
Who doesn't like to talk about it?
The miners. Because they don't want other people to figure out how he did it. But he got away and made his way back here. And wants to get his life back.
That's why I keep shutoffs in all my things.
Okay.
And Valentine.
That's Valentine.
I guess there's not really anything else I can do to find out about the real one.
You can try another research check.
All right, why not? 32 out of 30, I believe. So I'll moxie that to switch it and make it 23.
Okay. The real Luc Dubois is an accountant.
Oh, good.
He is a rather common fellow. There's really nothing outstanding about him. He has a wife and a kid. Well, no, they don't have a kid. No one has kids. He does have a wife.
Okay.
They have a decent apartment in the city. He's pretty plain. I mean, you have his...
He's got a wife, huh?
Yeah, you have his address. It's public.
Huh.
Was he married before he was...
Yes.
And now, how about these miners? These miners, they probably would like him back, huh?
Yeah, they might. I won't make you... I mean, you could try to contact them.
Well, I don't know where he is yet.
No, you know where the real Luc is. You know where he works... And
I don't know. I don't know where the blackmailing Luc is.
No,
that's the important one.
You get the real Luc to go into.
Go into what?
Did you get the real Luc captured by the miners?
Now, yeah, I could do that, I guess. But then, then he would just slip into the place of that Luc. It would probably be just as good for him.
Yeah, but then now maybe you know not where he is.
Just as good. Yeah, well, all right.
But then you'd have two guys.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's just the same guy.
Well, two of the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a little less mad.
Have one vanish from the picture. So. The other one takes his place, then you can grab him as well.
Unless that guy breaks out, so then the two guys...
I'm pretty sure the miners would keep a closer watch on this guy now that he broke out once before.
It's one of those fool me once. Oh, when did he get married? does his fork know about his wife?
Yes, he was married before you copied him.
Okay, and is the real one and the wife living nearby?
I mean, they're in the city.
Yeah.
It's not far.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of the worst thing I could do.
The worst thing you could do is...
I'm probably going after
is
the wife.
Get him...
Well, I'll get the wife into
the worst
slavery.
Thing I think you could do is go after him, give him the Doc Ski Lax.
No, the worst thing I can do is get him and keep him for myself and sell him to the same people that I sold him to before.
Well, I mean, you could try to find out where slave Luke is.
That's what I'd like to do.
All right, so I'll give me another networking criminal to see if you can figure out.
I was going to say, find slave Luke.
40 out of 65.
Okay, yeah, you make some calls and ask around. There's a guy who's been going around looking for you, mm-hmm. specifically. He's staying at apparently he got an alias and is staying at this crappy motel called the Down Under.
I have a feeling a lot of our stories
What's his
converge.
Crappy alias? Alias?
Crappy.
Oh, he's going under Stephen, with a crappy
Wang.
Alias for
Stephen Wang.
Stephen Wang. No, because he's very obviously not Asian.
but he is a dickhead.
He's traveling around as,
Stephen Smith.
Smith.
Stephen A. Smith?
That is a crappy alias.
Stephen Smith the second.
SS. Sure.
No, the worst would be John Smith.
Yeah, okay. He's been going around saying he's Stephen Smith. And he's looking for you.
Smith. You.
Or he was. Man. Now he, found you.
John Smith. Yeah.
Totally misdirected.
Okay. I'm going to go to the hotel that he's staying at.
Okay.
And I'm going to speak to the guy at the counter.
Yeah.
Like deja vu.
Do you have a Stephen Smith staying here?
Maybe.
Put some money.
Well, there's no physical money.
Well, I'll ping him, 200 credits. Like, for 200 credits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's here.
He's here now?
He's in room 45.
Yeah, he's here.
I'm gonna send him the first 100 credits. Where?
Rooms are 200 a night.
Well, there's 100 in good faith. Tell me which room it is, and you get the other.
Give me an intimidation check.
How about persuasion? Because I'm not intimidating him.
All right, you can do persuasion.
How about persuasion? Because I'm not intimidating.
45 out of 70.
All right. He's in room 36.
Oh, good.
I'll send him the other 100.
Okay. You'd be wanting a room, too?
Yeah.
Which one? 35?
35 sounds pretty good.
All right, he pings you the room number, the door key.
Well, got 200 credits there.
Today. He's in a sleazy motel. There's something going on every day.
Okay, I'm going to go into my room.
Okay.
And I'm going to look through the wall. With my T-Ray in there.
Oh, right. Okay, so give me a perception.
I'm going to watch on the internet.
Look at me!
Perception. Oh, man. That's no good. I think I'll moxie that and make it a 49 out of 75.
Okay. you look through the wall. There's a guy in there. There's just one. I mean, you can't see his skin or anything. You can't really tell. But there's someone in there. They're just kind of sitting, probably watching TV or something.
Yeah, okay, well, this hotel, did they say anything about my dogs when I walked in with them?
No, they didn't really ask. Good.
Say that? Okay, now I'm going to get in touch with that mining company.
Okay. You know them.
Yeah, so I'll give them a call.
They got a guy around here, because they've dealt with you before.
What's his real name again?
Luke Dubois.
Luke Dubois. Name sound familiar?
Armello. Yeah, that's the guy you sold us 3 years back. Son of a bitch got away. We've been shorthanded ever since.
But you could use him back.
Yeah, why? You know where he is?
I happen to know exactly where he is.
Not gonna pay you for it. Already bought him from you.
You should, but you're lucky. I want him out of here.
What got up your britches?
Don't worry about it. You just have to make sure he never gets back out.
What was it, this black spider thing with purple... No.
Wait, if even if they take him, can he just before they kill him, just, he can upload all the information, though?
Oh.
Maybe I should have said
you should have Doc Skeelax, you know, take his stack and delete that part.
No,
maybe still I'll have just, to get to
maybe
him
I'll just
sends
kill
it.
Him and send his real address to the miners.
Turns out he's got a woman with him. Maybe you won't be so short-handed.
That could work.
You take him, you take her. You never let them out of your sight. You never let them know my name.
Who are you again?
I'm going to send him his real address.
Okay. You send him the real Luke Dubois address.
Yay. You are a cold-blooded son of a bitch.
Not that Luke Dubois ever really did anything to you, but...
Yeah, one of them did.
Well, okay, so here's your option. You could go try to do something to slave Luke, mm-hmm. or you could wait until the mining guys get the real Luke... And then tell Slave Luke that you got rid of real Luke.
And his wife.
No, you're just going to wonder what happened to the wife. He probably will want the wife.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you don't have to tell him you got rid of the wife.
He's going
to
know. He's going to find out.
Well, he'll find out when
and
his wife's
send,
not there.
And then he'll send information. Yeah. I think Slave Luke needs to die.
I think
I need to take his cortical stack.
Doesn't your tattoo say die, Bart?
And just
die.
Keep it.
No, it says die, Bart. D.
It's German for thee, Bart thee. Oh, no one who speaks German can be a bad man.
Put it in a jar up on, right. on your wall and say...
So I think we will end there for now.
Okay.
Everyone's invested in their plots. I'm sorry I finished yours, Will. But you don't have to come next week if you don't want to.
It's okay, perfect. Because Ed hasn't done anything yet, so...
Well, Ed got the intro.
That's right. Yeah. I haven't done anything either, though.
All right, so...
Unless you can think of anything else to do to me.
Maybe we can bring you back. I'll see if I'll mull over.
Maybe one
There's
of us
two
needs
more
help.
Guys! He did five.
Two more appear from nowhere!
Well, I was going to say, you could have Will deal with the fallout of, you know, getting not a huge amount of public recognition.
That's true, yeah. But yeah, he did...
It could go to his head.
But for keep a low profile and take the train to Elysium...
to killing three... Well, not killing. They're still alive.
No, disarming and killing three men in full view.
No, I didn't kill anybody.
Attacking three men.
Protecting a train full of people from three dangerous men.
All right, so we'll do res points. You can each get two because we're only halfway through.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you each get one nomination. So, Will, who do you want to nominate?
All over again.
I just took my pencil, so I think I just took yours.
This is pretty my seventh one.
My pencil went back in here. I just stole someone's pencil.
We'll come back to you. Derek, who do you want to nominate?
I'm going to nominate James.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody who hacked like this son of a bitch. Nobody.
That's the only times I roll well is when I'm hacking. That's the only time.
All right. Chris?
I'm obviously nominating Will because who else deserves this game?
Good point.
Well, yeah, I would nominate Ed, but he's not here.
Yeah, so.
I guess I will nominate... I'm going to nominate Chris because he's such an evil bastard.
I am an asshole.
James?
This is a tough one. Like, everyone's doing really well so far. I did not expect Will to make it through his at all.
You got it, yeah. You got a little
wrong. I really think everyone should be giving their point to Will.
No, I'm a big fan of James's work.
I wouldn't even be upset if Will gave his point to Will. Thinking about it.
I mean, if you really want to, you can. But James, who are you going to give it to?
I'm going to give it to Derek.
Okay.
For appreciating my skills.
You passed.
All right. Ryan?
It's called graft. I'm fine with it.
I think I'm probably going to give it to Will, because he kicked ass.
All right. And thank Will? You. So that's four for Will.
Awesome.
What are you giving your point to, Will?
I'm thinking...
And Ryan, if you do my burst through the wall and just kill the guy strategy,
next time you're
definitely getting my point.
That would.
And if you don't, that might be the strategy
should
I use.
Should I be greedy or grateful?
You can't give it to yourself.
I can't give it to myself.
No.
All right, so I give a point to. I gotta give it to Chris. So evil and cold blooded.
All right, so there you go. What do you guys think of your individual storylines?
I'm enjoying it.
I'm at a moral crossroads.
Yeah, I'm sorry it's not everyone going at the same time.
That's okay. It's good.
I'm not plus four, right?
So. It's like Pulp Fiction.
I don't know if I do either.
Well, you have time to mull it over. I mean, you can talk about it a little bit.
I'm at a severe moral crossroads.
I don't know what I have to do. No. What I get paid to do.
Yes.
I think I go home, Chris. I think I messed this.
Okay. You've got to do your job, Ryan.
He's at the base, and I'm like, why would I?
I did mine as well. This guy didn't do nothing to me.
Nope.
I got to deal with the fact, it's like, he and I are in the same boat, really.
Well, he's not a good person.
No, I understand that. But I'm still trying to,
All right, so let's turn this recorder off.
I have plans, though.
See you all next time.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.